InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a new listener, I want to welcome you to the transmission. If you're a new viewer, I want to welcome you all to the transmission. We're in very, very dangerous times. Most people I know are celebrating that Trump survived, and so am I. And there is just a sense of euphoria at the RNC, and it was the most powerful RNC, DNC. I mean, it was night and day. It was like a rock concert. It rolled into the Olympics, rolled into a comedy show, rolled into you name it. And you've got all the history, and Trump was just incredible for speaking for 2.5 hours last night. It was amazing. But see, what I do is I sit back and study the enemy. And you notice I don't go to Mar-a-Lago and wear tuxedos. I don't hang around and drive around in Ferraris. And I'm not against people that do that. It's fun to enjoy yourself. It's fun to have fun. You should. I just can't help it. I war game enemy operations. And I've said about 200 times since Saturday that they would probably launch a major cyber attack and take down large parts of the infrastructure in the next week or so if they're going to go for broke. And then I told you what comes after that. And they're getting ready to blame the Russians, guaranteed. Here it is. Biggest outage in history. Microsoft crash wreaks havoc. World plunged into darkness. Now, Bill Gates and his evil company created the virus and released it and then used the psychological warfare to lock the world down and kill. They now admit it's got over 100 million people starved to death as a result of that 4 years ago. He's also buying up the farmland. The globalists are doing all of that. They are shutting off the fertilizer. So, again, when I just tell you some data point, there's like 5,000 points behind it that's impossible to articulate all here. Okay, it's just a full spectrum understanding. So, as usual, the normal globalist culprits are behind this. One of the main ways the CIA controls other countries when the U.S. goes to war with them is loaded software onto their computers and industrial equipment and automation to wreak havoc. And this is the biggest cyber outage in history. And I predicted it 200 times in the last 6 days. 200 plus times because I said it at least 50 times a show. And I'm not even going to go back and get the clips for you. Everybody was watching. You all know it there, okay? So I'm going to explain to you. My spider sense on a scale of 1 to 100 has hit like 20, 30 before. It's at 100. Not just intellectually, but in the gut. So imminent New World Order attack. And this is obviously part of that. And I told you on Sunday and Monday they're going to blame Iran for the attack on Trump, and they even tried that the next day. I have the enemy operation right here in my brain. And I know their pre-programming, I know how they operate, I know their past plans, I understand what they do. Government's holding emergency meeting after Microsoft outage sparks global chaos. The planes, trains grounded, GPS in mayhem, shops closed, football tickets canceled, and TV channels offline. It's just going to get worse. Their next move is a tactical nuke. We'll be right back.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit and his Lord of the Rings literature, there is the sword sting. And when goblins and orcs or evil things are close, it begins to glow. And when they become within feet, it glows white hot. Well, if I was the sword sting, I would be glowing the brightest I've ever glowed right now. And that's my analogy of where we are. Now, I want to explain something. I can go through each one of these things I'm going to say and explain to you why I know it. That would take an hour per item to even scratch the surface. So just listen to me. The globalists launched COVID because they were pissed at Trump going against the globalist deindustrialization plan, not just here, but worldwide. The carbon tax, the social credit score, the new dark age they're creating in their own words, neo-feudalism, neo-fascist feudalism. And so when you understand the globalist perspective, they're attacking populations and leaders that are against that program. So it's very easy to watch them over the last 40 years that I've been watching them closely, 30 years on air, to see their pre-programming. They always telegraph their move because in the past we weren't aware of their operations, and so they were telegraphing it to their own operatives. They have been telegraphing their main signal that they would kill Trump and launch a cyber attack that would shut down transportation, communications, first transportation. They're going to hit it in waves. Then they're going to go after the power because that is a cover story for cutting off communications. So our communications could be cut within hours, days, weeks. I'm not sure the enemy timeline. This could also be the equivalent of a massive ransomware operation by the globalists against different parts of the U.S. power structure that they know have joined Trump. There is a major exodus out of the power structures of the world into the populist, capitalist, laissez-faire, high-production mode freedom realm. A lot of billionaires and people are like, why should we have neo-feudalism and lock everybody down and have Hunger Games for real? That doesn't sound like a very good business model. Plus, all the environmental claims that they sold in the 60s and 70s to get the elites behind, all this has been proven frauds. The sea levels didn't rise. The polar bears didn't die. It's all complete crap. So there's a civil war inside the power structures of the world. Elon Musk figured it out years ago and joined us. Now there's an avalanche collapse where from the billionaires down to the millionaires down to the functionaries in the power structure, there is a realization that the New World Order is really bad and we're going down a really bad road and we need to get off this train. All right? So that's where we are. And so if you're globalist technocrats that control the big tech companies, most of them, what do you do as a shot across the bow starting right at the end of Trump's speech? Now, it's the same way I went on air 1 month before, I mean, almost the day, 29 days before, Tucker Carlson was fired. And I said, looking at all the evidence, I believe he'll be fired in a month. Into that calculus went knowing how the power structure works, knowing how they wanted to get ready for it, knowing they would want to have committee meetings about it, they'd want to put pressure on Murdoch. I just like a month's about right. Just like I said 2 weeks ago to the day today that Biden would be announcing he's going to drop out. He's already told Democrat leaders as of the 17th, it's now come out, that he will be stepping down. We have all that intel. So to the day, we nailed that because he's really already officially done it. He just hasn't announced it. You have to understand, there's so much data goes into this is how we're able to do this with very, very good accuracy rates. See, we are the artificial intelligence. God made us. You understand that? We have this power if you immerse yourself in something. It takes decades of research and total focus, but you can do it. So I'm not up here bragging about making all those predictions that have now come true to just, you know, sit there and make you think, oh, this guy's really important. The enemy knows this show is important. It's why they wanted it off the air 6 weeks ago and illegally tried to shut us down without a court order. Because they've been given the orders as vigilante operatives. This is all globalist vigilantism. We're the lawful government. We're the lawful people. We've got the people's support. We're common sense. We are taking humanity and the planet back. And so let me just start over here. They just tried to kill Trump 6.5 days ago. And I said on Saturday, and I said on Sunday, and I said on Monday, and I said on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, I said their next move will probably be a massive cyber attack to scare everybody and change the subject off of Biden getting ready to step down and the attempted assassination of Trump to confuse and scare everybody at a subliminal level and also hold other corporate elites hostage to let them understand the power of the CIA that controls big tech and what they can do. Because if they lose America, the globalists lose the world. This is a war happening. So the obvious next move is a massive cyber attack. And at least 200 times I told you that in the last 6 days. Now, we have the biggest cyber attack in world history. They're calling it a cyber outage. And just magically, all these different Microsoft systems, they're in airplanes and airports and computers and power stations and you name it, are hitting. And notice that it's hitting the whole world, just like the virus did. So this is how important Trump is. It's how important you are. It's how important this broadcast is that we're waking the world up to what's really happening. The world's responding and saying, yeah, we want prosperity and security and peace, and we want this. And I said, the next move will be a massive cyber attack that will cascade through outages that then goes into the energy grid and communications. Now, if behind the scenes, the people that have joined Trump, the CIA spying on all these big tech heads and people, and the whole system, I mean, Silicon Valley is sliding over to Trump right now. It's already happening the last 48 hours. Elon Musk leading him. And people like Peter Thiel. So that whole movement is happening right there. And the New World Order just went, okay, we'll just turn your lights out. Because that's what a military does when it's taking something over. And then we'll lose the momentum of the attempted assassination, and now they can move in again and try to kill Trump once the communications and power is off in many parts of the world, including the United States, different areas. The globalists won't go full out right now. But I said it'll be massive, the biggest thing we've ever seen. And now just, oh, nobody knows why they stood down at the fairgrounds in Butler, Pennsylvania. Nobody, oh, now they admit, oh, he was on the roof 26 minutes. We just didn't know what to do. We were sucking on lollipops. And now, boy, jeepers creepers, we don't know why all this stuff's going down right now. Oh, it's Microsoft. Oh, it's CloudStrike. No one knows. But it's coming. They're going to blame the Russians. And Hillary said over and over again, there's thousands of data points. She said, we will treat a cyber attack just like a military attack. And if Russia does a cyber attack, we will use nuclear weapons on Russia. That was during the campaign 2016. You can pull the clip up. Just type in Hillary Clinton says a cyber attack will be by Russia will be treated just like a military attack. You got her full quote there. So they're telling you globalist doctrine, and they're about to bring Ukraine into NATO. And then as soon as that's the case, well, any Russia attacking Ukraine is an attack on NATO. Article 5, we're off the races there. So everybody's running around celebrating, and boy, it was great Hulk Hogan up there. And I love Hulk Hogan, and I know he's called into the show before as a listener. And he's doing what George Strait and everybody else that's a patriot should do. And it does help to have the real celebrities, the cool people. Nobody cares about, you know, what the Hollywood scum does. Nobody even watches, you know, the George Clooney's. But people do care about Hulk Hogan. He's a funny, amazing, smart guy. People love George Strait. People love, you know, on and on. But see, I warned all those people, you get too late down the road into this, it won't matter when you endorse Trump when it's too late. And I don't think it's too late. I'm not here to get everybody upset and scared and be a buzzkill. I'm here to be real with everybody. I told you at least 200 times until your ears bled. I could have sat here and covered all this interesting news, little sub-issues, and played crime videos and probably had more viewers. But instead, I just repeated the same thing every 10 minutes, hour after hour, the same litany, so that everybody would get it hammered into their heads, and so people in the government and bureaucracy would listen to me and understand what we are up against, ladies and gentlemen. All right? So, that's where we are. By the way, Hulk Hogan's an amazing athlete. Andre the Giant weighed 550 pounds. And not once, but twice, Hulk Hogan has picked him up. Because, guys, I'm pretty strong. I used to be strong. But, I mean, like a 100-pound pig that I've shot. And I've shot like 300-pound ones. That I try to pick up and put in the back of a truck because it's dead weight. You got to grab it, swing it around. You got to sling it. It's hard to pick up a, you know, 150, 200 pound pig. Picking up a 550 pound man, it's amazing. It shows the power of humanity. Also, his back basically broke when he did it. He's talked about that. But he had the will to do it. That's a real Viking right there. But the issue here is, that's great. That gets people that aren't really politically awake to finally think, oh, it's cool to support Trump and vote for him. People like Hulk Hogan will get Trump elected. So what he did is important. It's beautiful. That said, somebody's got to come out here and tell you the really nasty stuff that's going on. Because if we don't do that, people are going to be caught flat-footed and not know that this world record cyber attack, they're calling it an outage, is obviously staged. And they made the call. They made the decision. They saw the RNC. Trump's going to win by a landslide. They all know what's going on. They understand what's happening. And that's where we are. And by the way, when he grabs his back right there, one of his discs actually collapsed. That wasn't even fake. He just took the pain right into the... that's such athletes, man. I love professional wrestling because it's like the most grueling sport there is. And no, they're not really fighting. They're doing simulated fighting for hours, which is even harder. Anyways, I'm digressing. Folks, I'd rather sit here and watch old Hulk Hogan videos of WrestleMania all day long. But I'm sorry, we're in the middle of World War III, and it has already begun, ladies and gentlemen. So, you have this insider trading, and 100% naked short. They've been caught with their pants down. They're trying to pull it back now. And, of course, it's like the most nasty leftist ADL group. Just Soros, totally disgusting. Billions they would have made if Trump got killed. 12 million shorts, 12 million put options. We have Edward Dowd in the third hour, an expert on this, to go over it. You've got the preliminary report to Congress. Secret Service and FBI testified to Congress. And they basically admitted, yeah, the higher-ups said no glass, no men on the roofs, and just had us basically stand down by not giving us people we needed. But that's not even enough, because you've got him 26 minutes on top of the roof. They now admit all of that. But see, how do you kill a story that's killing the deep state? Well, you kill it with a new story, and we'll just turn these people's computers off, and their planes off, their trains off, and the next we'll just turn their electricity off. Because then you won't even be worried about tuning into Alex Jones, because your electricity's not going to be working. That's why I told you in the last 6 days, I said you need to be recording these shows and putting them on thumb drives. Because if they go to full martial law, you're going to be sitting there at an underground church in 6 months putting this on and saying, see, he knew the plan. And then, because at least then we can wake people up under the martial law. I'm already thinking if we lose this round, we've got to get this data underground. Because long after I'm gone, I want to still be fighting these people, and I want to win for the children and the future of humanity. But Trump is the eternal optimist, and his optimism is so powerful that he is such a loving guy that, you know, he's up there talking nice about the Secret Service and what a great job they did. And obviously the rank and file are good people, but the people on top are Mayorkas, and they, you know, they're not good. And so that's why we keep getting in trouble, is Trump won't ever actually go after these people, even though they tried to kill him. And we are going after them this time. We have to remove them, or they're not going to stop cyber attacks and terror attacks and false flags. And I'm telling you, imminent. I said, either be a cyber attack, or they're going to truck bomb a black church or synagogue or Mexican-American center, something like that, and then blame Trump supporters. But I said over and over again, I said probably the massive cyber attack, because they want to change the subject. This is not rocket science, but though almost, I don't know anybody else gets this. It's very frustrating, because I want everybody to get this, because I want to stop this. I don't want to sit up here and like be the guy that, you know, knows all this stuff and then be killed. I mean, that's just, because again, my idea of fun is sitting in the woods hunting or on the dock with my family fishing and cooking barbecue and looking at the stars. I don't like parties. I don't like tuxedos. I don't like the cool people. I don't like Hollywood. I've been there. I've seen it. I've done it. I just don't like it. You know, during high school and stuff, I wasn't at the prom, folks. I was dating college girls and 30-year-old women when I was, you know, 17, 18. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just telling you, I just was never into all this stuff. And I get it. Melania's great, and the glitz and the beauty, and that's fun for a lot of people. It's not fun for me. And so I'm not trying to get into the Republican Party. I'm not trying to be part of the establishment. I'm not trying to do any of this. I'm trying to stop the end of civilization as we know it. Because I just want to sit in a garden and oil paint and watch the bees and hummingbirds fly around. Man, oh my God, Northern California is so gorgeous. Just a few times, I took like an hour out at this house we rented, right on the edge of these vineyards, with these flowers just everywhere, and I just watched hummingbirds fight and fly around and do mating dances, and just for like, and I would say, okay, I'm taking an hour. I'd put my phone away, and I would just watch hummingbirds fly around for an hour. Whew! That's as good as it gets right there, boy. They were zipping around my head and everything. It was magic. I mean, how do you know God's not real? Right there. I mean, God made Melania Trump. Look at that beauty. And these hummingbirds and whales and just, I mean, my gosh, God's real. And I'm going to walk through all of this. There's so many angles to it. But the first thing I want to do is play a clip of Trump. He did this several times, and he's done this before. People say he needs to call on God, call on Jesus more. I've heard him say the name Jesus Christ a few times, but, you know, his political experts say, don't say just one name. Have it for all religions. You'll get more votes. But behind the scenes, you know, Trump has prayer meetings and says Jesus Christ. He said it a few times. But regardless, he's calling on God and saying God's hand was on this. And they did put preachers on, multiple preachers, Franklin Graham, several other pastors that called on Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ. And so that's good. So Trump did it. I've been hammering. He needed to do that. He needed to make Jesus at the center of it, because only God can get us out of this. God will lead us, guide us, and direct us, and we'll confound our enemies, but we've got to put God at the center. God's not number one. God's everything. He's number one to infinity. He's not number one and number 50 and number 85 and number quadrillion. He's every number forever. He's the whole shooting match. He's everything. The universe, the galaxies, the sun, the trees, the ocean, the wind, the clouds, all the beauty, all the incredible things. Your children, your grandmother, who you are, your cat, your dog, the goldfish, all of it's magic, magic, incredible, perfectly made, over the top. Yeah, I forget this guy's name. Play the black preacher first, and then go to Trump. Let's talk about God right now. Here it is. Or it's okay. If you don't want to do that, can we play Trump talking about God at least? Can we do that? Okay, thank you. Whenever you're ready.
And pounced on top of me so that I would be protected. There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that. I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here. No. Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God. In watching the reports over the last few days, many people say it was a providential moment. Probably was. When I rose, surrounded by Secret Service, the crowd was confused because they thought I was dead, and there was great, great sorrow. I could see that on their faces as I looked out. They didn't know I was looking out. They thought it was over.
Could it be that when we prayed for him when he came to the round table in Detroit, that Jesus asked and he received, that we sought him and then he found protection? Could it be that the King of Glory, the Lord God strong and mighty, the God who is mighty in battle, protected Donald Trump because he wants to use him for such a time as this? If you believe that, come on, put your hands together and give our great God great glory.
The globalists saw this and launched a massive cyber attack. The biggest in history. We're going to get Franklin Graham. He was powerful. We've got to put God first in all this, and second and third and fourth and fifth to infinity. All right. I am completely overwhelmed here. I've got so much bombshell upon bombshell. The insider trading. Congressman with oversight of the Secret Service says Trump needs to be killed, eliminated. You have them coming right out and admitting everything we said Saturday, total stand down, absolute administrative attempted murder. You have that arrogant monster Mayorkas. I can't even look at him. He's so damn evil. I mean, it's just, God deliver us from these demons, please. God says back, well, then get up off your ass and fight tyranny and wake people up. This got out of hand because everybody's been laying around having such a good time. Well, the party's over, everybody. You want to be held hostage by the New World Order? You want to live on your knees? Do you want to live on your feet? The truth is, you'll die on your knees. You'll live on your feet statistically a lot longer, and you'll live eternally. In order to be cut off from God, he's the guy that made the little bumblebees, the Tweety Birds, and he made you. He's got a plan for you. Join God now. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products. products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the new world order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The deep state attacks have cut our production crew down by about half. The production crew is what you could do about 8 hours of shows a day. They've been a crew that could do that. Has been working 16, 17 hours a day. Some of the crew worked 20 hours yesterday and did an incredible job. And just with the clips they put on X last night, they reached about 20 million people. And the live show reached millions more last night. And Owen and Harrison and Chase I did an incredible job. Our plane was delayed getting back, or I would have been here last night. But the internet's so good now that we were able to watch Rob Dew and I. My wife and youngest daughter were sitting across the aisle from us on the airplane. On Alaska Airlines, we were able to watch, with only a few times that it cut out, the speeches, Trump's speech. Then the plane landed while Trump was still speaking. And I got here to the office and went home because the crew had it covered. Incredible job. And I say that because I want listeners to understand me. And viewers, I don't want you to do this thing I'm asking you right now, because it's about people going, wow, Alex Jones is really smart. I'm not. I've got the enemy's number. I've got their name. I know who they are. That's what I do. I asked the crew at the start of the show, they're running the live show, so it's about, you know, like an octopus, they're working that hard. Get me clips of this week where I said the next big move will either be a massive cyber attack and or false flag terror attacks or both to change the subject from the failed assassination attempt. Then I went into tactical nukes, blaming on the Russians, Iran, all of it, activating the sleeper cells. The crew pulled up clips from me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, saying they'll do a cyber attack after they kill Trump, things like that. I said it from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Cyber attacks. So I'm asking viewers and listeners, because there's millions of you watching right now, to go to band.video, and you can find all the shows in the Alex Jones section right there. You can just start the shows up, put them on triple speed. You won't listen long before you find me saying what I just said. And I know you already heard me say it. You're like, Alex, no. Those clips will get 5, 10, 20 million views because people don't care if I'm telling you now this is a government globalist deep state attack, which it is. They will listen if they heard me say it 3 days ago. Comprende? Comprehend? Those clips of me, you know, in 2009, explaining how they release a virus, create fear, lock everything down, make you wear masks, give you poison shots that would destroy your immune system. I had Operation Lockstep. I had the documents. I knew their plan. People don't care about a document. They care about me with Jesse Ventura on national TV saying it. That clip has probably gotten, let's not exaggerate, on X alone, 300 million views the last 2 years. That changed the whole game. That's 300 million people that saw that, so they listen to me now. And I'm giving this speech right now so the listeners understand I need you to be our army. We're in this together. And I need you to post it on X and everywhere else, but X first, because they'll knock it down everywhere else, but you'll still reach the people. Instagram, everywhere, YouTube. And then repost it to X and tweet it at Real Alex Jones. With Real Alex Jones in there, at Real Alex Jones, and we will retweet you because I don't have the crew to do this. It doesn't matter. I said it 200 times probably in the last 6 days. There's the few clips where I specifically lay it all out exactly as it just happened. So not just for this clip, but for all the clips, I need you to listen to the show. I need you to take notes. And then I need you when you see it happen to get it out because in the future, tomorrow, next week, a month from now, I'm not sure when, they're going to shut the power off and you're going to have those on thumb drives. And then when you go show it to your church, when the generator's running and you plug it into the TV and they go, whoa, how'd this guy know that? They'll hear the whole enemy battle plan. And that's why I laid the plan out this week, 10 years in the future with different scenarios. For the resistance, because right now I'm moving into, in case the enemy wins this round, we've got to plant the seeds for the resistance and the enemy operation into the future so that people will know their next moves. This is devastating information to the New World Order. It's why they sent the Justice Department in here 6 weeks ago without court orders to close the doors. I said, this is not about me. They're about to kill Trump. I said it on Laura Logan when she was on the show probably 50 times. I'd interrupt her and I'd say, Laura, this isn't about me. They're getting ready to cut the power. They're getting ready for a massive cyber attack. They're getting ready to kill Trump. They're making their move. This is it because they're losing. There's those clips. Any listeners to go get those, post those, get those out. I told the crew to do it and they're working too much. They can't do it. You have to be the crew. But most importantly, I need everybody to pray for a global awakening, which is already happening, but God to accelerate it, and God to confound and confuse our enemies, and God to lead God and direct us and give us the discernment and the intel. And literally, in the last few months, I told you, I've never had such a quickening with God and the Holy Spirit. And God literally waking me up in the middle of the night and saying, I need you to listen to me. It's going down right now. I've said this probably 20 times the last few months. Never talked like that in 30 years on air. And God said, I tell you what's going to happen, and you think it sounds like you're bragging. You're not. I've given you this information, giving you this understanding. I gave you the mind to understand it. You've got to say what is in your heart and your mind when I tell you. And God would say, get up. I leave my cell phone usually in the bathroom on the counter. I don't sleep with the damn thing that spies on you and everything else. It's bad for you. And a guy goes, it's 4 a.m. There's even a video out there called, you know, God told me it was 4 a.m. That's what John Bowne called it. Just a few months ago. And that's just one of the times it happened. And I get up and I walk in, I pick the phone up, and this is like 30 seconds after I got out of the bed, and it says 4 a.m. And God goes, now you think that's just a coincidence. There's 15 seconds left, countdown. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 6, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and right on 1, it goes bloop, 401. I was just like, oh. I literally went and got on my knees for about an hour, and I just said, will you just take me over then, and will you just take full control? Because I know you're all about free will, and you don't possess people like the devil, but I'm tired. And will you just tell me what to say and take full control? And God said, I am in control. You've got to listen. So from now on, I'm just going to tell you whatever the Holy Spirit's telling me, and I'm not going to hold it back, because I've always had this power that God gave me in my life. I've always can see around corners. It's God. And so when I tell you this stuff, it's literally God telling me this. You understand? Now, some of this stuff won't come true because we're going to stop it. That's what God told me. We don't want to just sit here and tell people what's coming and then it happens and go, oh, look, this guy really knows what he's talking about. The point of God telling me what's going to happen in the future was to get the credibility for this time now, so that when God tells me what's happening, we listen to it, and then we can stop the enemy. So I want to, oh, that prediction didn't come true. You think I want to go there and say imminent cyber attack? They're going to start cutting the power off very, very soon. And I guess folks have found transcripts. She found the video. Or we now have the video. Well, what is this? This is, hell, I think this is Saturday night. So this is right when I got to the Airbnb. Remember what shirt I was wearing on the airplane. Well, tell me when you got it ready. We're going to play that in a moment. Let's first play Franklin Graham calling on Jesus Christ, because that's what we should all be doing right now. Everybody should pray with Franklin Graham. Even if you've been an atheist before, God will show you how real this is. God will show you discernment. God will raise you up to do incredible things if you just reach out to God and repent. Here's Franklin Graham.
It's an honor for me to be asked to pray for Donald Trump this evening. And so what I'd like to do, I'd like us to pray, but I'd like us all to stand as we call upon the name of the God of heaven. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening with grateful hearts. Thank you for saving the life of President Donald J. Trump. In his own words, it was you and you alone who saved him. We pray for the others that were injured on Saturday, for the family who lost their loved one. Put your loving arms around them. Comfort them, and may they sense your presence. We stand before you tonight. We say thank you for the provisions you have given to the United States of America. You have blessed this country more than any country in the world. Sadly, as a nation, we have forgotten who is responsible for all the freedoms, the liberties, and the bounty that we enjoy. It has all come for you. Thank you. This evening, our nation is in trouble. We're divided politically, racially, economically, with millions of people seeking refuge and hope in our dry and thirsty land. You're the only one who can fix the complexity of the problems that we face today. We pray for President Trump, that you would give him wisdom, strength, and a clear vision for the future of this nation and the task that is at hand. Continue to protect him from his enemies. I pray that you would surround him with men and women who will give him sound counsel and guidance. We pray for Melania, for Barron, and for all the President Trump's children and grandchildren. We pray for Senator J.D. Vance, his wife Ulsa, along with their young family. We're thankful for his strong stand for defending life. As your word instructs, we also pray for the leaders of our nation, whether they're Republican, Democrat, or Independent. We know that all authority comes from you. You are a great God, and we ask that if it be thy will that you will make America great once again. And we ask that you'll unite our hearts, bring us together, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we pray this in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
New World Order doesn't like that. And as soon as I saw that last night, I said the globalists are going to make a major move soon. And I told you in the last 6 days, I said they haven't figured out what they're going to do yet. I don't know if it's the cyber attack on the banks and the communications and the trains and the airplanes or power outages that come after that, or a massive terror attack or a tactical nuke or an attack on minority facilities to create racial division. But you can intellectually see it, but then you have to know who the enemy is and you have to discern it with God's will. And that is what they've done. So it's happening right now. Biggest outage in history right now. Here I am. I believe this is Saturday. The video's from Saturday, right, guys? This is from Saturday. Hours after they tried to kill him, this is what I had to say.
Gentlemen, the deep state is desperate. They are in trouble. They're going to try to expand wars. They can do power outages. They can do cyber attacks. We're in such a dangerous position. And I've noticed with all the viral videos out there, it's like, oh, he took a bullet for America. He's going to get reelected now. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state did this. Make no mistake. And that lets you know they're going for broke. Do you fucking understand what I'm telling you? Take this deadly serious, just like war with Russia. And do you think the system's going to back down now? No. Power outages, cyber attacks, expanded war, in Taiwan, stock market crash. It's all on the table, and the deep state's behind it. I'll be covering it live, coming up on X at Real Hawk Jones.
All right, good job, crew, finding one of the hundreds of clips, because it's like a needle in a haystack, even though it's a lot of clips. I did some deep analysis on the cyber attack where I specifically predicted it all, that it would be software they had embedded, so hopefully somebody could find that or somebody online can. Post it to X. I'll repost it, and we'll get that out on X as well. Alex Jones predicted cyber attack would follow the Trump attempted assassination is the headline. All right. Let me just do this. I want to get into the cyber attack, but I also want to just say this. Get the video of Biden coming off the plane yesterday, please. The globalists treat us like we're dumb animals. So I said 15 days ago that within 2 weeks, Biden would make the decision to step down. We now know, and I've got clips in the news, they're admitting it, even the New York Times and Fox News, you name it, that Biden has quietly agreed to leave. They're just planning exactly how he's going to do it, and that he will still be the president until January 21st, but that they are then going to have this whole fake staged so-called nomination of a few hand-selected globalists, and behind the scenes would have already been decided. Yeah, that's not the one. It's him coming off the plane at night. Yeah, this is it. So we'll play this in a moment with audio. So literally to the day I predicted, they now admit that he agreed to do it. And now they're going to reshuffle the deck there, but they've already predetermined who they want. So we're about to see that unfold. But this is a big deal. Biden knows he would be killed if he did not step down. They may still kill him to try to change the view of Trump and try to balance that out. Well, Trump, they almost killed Trump, but they killed Biden. Or they might have an attempt on Biden. Or maybe Kamala. But this is all really common sense stuff. And I said over and over again this week, the enemy hasn't made its decision. The enemy hasn't made its decision about whether it's a new assassination attempt, a cyber attack, a tactical nuke, a false flag to blame Russia, confrontation with China. But I said, those are all in play. And last night on the plane, talking to Rob Due, as we were landing back in Austin, I said, they've made their decision what they're going to do now. They're going to move hard. I said, I don't know what it's going to be exactly, but you better bet your bottom dollar they've made their decision after watching this. Because let me tell you, that last day of the convention, or there's just one more day today, but the big day with Trump was spectacularly powerful. Calling on Jesus over and over again. Hulk Hogan, the most powerful speech I saw, and I missed some of it, was Eric Trump. Just that guy is serious. Don's amazing as well. He's the political guy, but I got to tell you, the head of the Trump Organization, Eric, very impressive 20-minute speech. Very impressive. That's the guy that if Trump could turn the country around and turn the world around, that, you know, 20 years from now, he will be president. When I was watching him on my phone in the plane, I said, that's going to be a president. And you saw Trump, who's really optimistic, because once we turn America around, J.D. Vance is going to be around for a long time. And he looked at him, and Vance nodded. And they're planning him to be the Richard Nixon to Eisenhower. Same age, 39, when he became the vice president. So Trump's looking out optimistically into the future, giving you the good view and what could be done. It's my job to tell you what the evil people are planning and what they're going to pull next. So I'm not at loggerheads with all this optimism, but it's great to be optimistic. And your life's going great. And you see your wife and your daughter get in the car to go to the grocery store, and some drunk driver runs a red light and kills them. That's why every time my wife or the nanny's over with one of my children leaving, I say, listen, slow down at those lights. Drive extra slow. Look out for people running red lights. You know, stay away from everybody. Defensive driving is the number one cause of death for children until now. It's now the COVID shot. Before that, it was car wrecks. And, you know, I statistically look at things and I worry about the things that really matter. And it's not that I'm a fearmonger. I'm simply telling them, you drive extra safe. And that's why I'm not into fancy cars, but for my children, the car we mainly drive them in is one of those old 8-cylinder Audis. My old's like 10 years old. It's a badass car. It goes like 200 miles an hour if it needs to. But the point is, it's got double titanium cage all around it. And some lady 3 years ago didn't see the red light in her Jeep and hit my wife, and my two daughters were in the car at the time. One of them was like 4 at the time and like 12, 13. And the entire Jeep, because I saw photos of it, was smashed all the way in. The woman had to go to the hospital, broke her collarbone, knocked her teeth out. You know, she was in crushed the Jeep all the way in to the driver's seat. Just smashed the whole front off. That Audi, and it's not an Audi commercial, I just looked up the most safe car. This is the one. Just bent the cage in about 4 inches. And it was a big deal to fix it, expensive, but literally smashed the car in like that. Hit him at 60 miles an hour, the police estimated. Smashed that. Jeeps are fun, but they're literally, you might as well ride a motorcycle. They're so unshielded. And I don't know why I'm going off and digressing. The point is that we are all in grave danger, okay? And I try to mitigate the threats that are there, and that's my job. So it's a sunny day, you're going to the park, you're in the car, it can all end just like that. Well, now we got globalists that are cornered. Their whole system's going down. Everything is falling apart. The New World Order is on our ass because they know they're losing, and humanity's waking up and fighting back, and so they have nothing to lose. And as cowards, they love to release a virus, create fear, lock things down. Well, how else do you lock something down? They say they want carbon lockdown, so they turn the power off, quote, to save the earth. Well, they're just doing a carbon lockdown right now. And I believe, unless there's major pressure, this is the key, and a mass understanding that they're the ones behind it, and they're the ones that have the motive, they will continue this outage. And they're testing to see what you'll do during the biggest cyber event in history. And all these outages everywhere. And if you don't wake up and point your finger at them and say, we know you're behind it, they're going to expand it. This is just a test right now. And it's the biggest cyber outage in world history in the year 2024, 6 days after they tried to shoot Donald Trump in the side of the head. Now, I don't know what they're going to pull, when, and how, but I know what they've got pre-programmed and ready and loaded and what armaments they have politically. So false flags are 100% on the table. Nuclear terror attacks, they blame on Russia or China, on the table. It's all on the table. But I'll tell you this. Last night and this morning, I knew this was all coming. I'm feeling better than I was just 6 days ago. Because you got congressmen and senators and all these people coming out saying, stand down. The evidence is there, going after the deep state. People aren't just saying, oh, it's a mistake. No, people aren't buying anything they're being told. And the globalists are in total disarray and are in panic. And their own minions aren't following a lot of their orders right now. And so I'm feeling a little better than I was when I've been completely freaking out the last 6 days on air. I've gone from a 10 to like an 8. And it's because of you. It's because you're awake, you're informed, you know what's going on. We're dominating. I mean, just my X account is reaching, let's not exaggerate, 40 million people a day right now. This show, tens of millions outside of that. And then I see everywhere all these other reporters and analysts and people, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, you know, with, you know, 20 million, 10 million, 80 million, you know, just, we're just dominating. And the intel, the response, the understanding is so dead on. People get the enemy operation now. They get the full spectrum. They're thinking like that now. And the globalists can't stand against that. So this is life and death. We're going to go to break. Please remember, I can't fight the New World Order without your financial support. Plus, we've got great products you need. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get into the incredible InfoWars MD line of a bunch of all the best supplements you're going to get. Private labeled by us, InfoWars MD. If you want to support us, get great products, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Mega Sale, Save InfoWars Mega Sale going on right now with the Nitric Boost, the Vaso Beats, the X2, the X3, and with the Ultra 12. The problem is that's all going to sell out. It never got reordered because they tried to shut us down covertly. But the InfoWars MD line is a private label with a top manufacturer, so we won't run out there. So check out the InfoWars MD products now. They're amazing, and they're very fairly priced, and they're 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
transmission. You are the resistance. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to go through the cyber attack. I want to go through the Secret Service stand down, now being confirmed by them that they were ordered to stand down. I want to get into all of that. Biden getting ready to officially step down, which they now are admitting in the news. I have the clips that he made the decision days ago, and it's just wild. Zad Rabdu looked the date up, and it was 2 weeks ago to the 17th. And it was in the afternoon, and I said, Biden's saying he's probably going to step down. He's saying he's sick. He's saying if he has an illness, he'll step down. And Rob said, if you nail it on the perfect date, that's insane. And I said, well, we'll see. Well, he's officially told the insiders on the 17th he was leaving and put out the tweet saying, okay, I may leave. Then there's the time that he officially to the public says it. But it's in the news that on the 17th, he went ahead and threw in the towel when Pelosi and Schumer and all them came to visit him. That's God, folks. That's God. Because, you know, these predictions, almost all these predictions are coming true to the day. And I said, I look for a cyber attack being imminent. The crew's trying to crawl through 20 hours of me live on air, but they found another clip. Here it is.
Cornered. They're going for broke. This is where we are. This is why they wanted us off the air 5 weeks ago, why they tried four times in federal court to shut us down, because this is it. This is the big one. We have a foaming at the mouth Cujo deep state that is completely psychotic and out of control. And you know, the next thing was assassination. And then I told you years ago, lawfare, criminal indictments, fake convictions, impeachments, and then assassination. And then I harped on it, and I harped on it, and I harped on it, and I harped on it. And I said, if they fail the assassination, they're going to try it again. But if they were able to kill him yesterday, they would have claimed the Russians launched a cyber attack, and they would have cut off most of the internet.
See, this is really good, because I talked about it 200 times. That's my guesstimation. So they found another angle where, yes, they were planning a cyber attack after they killed Trump to change the subject to scare people. But since they had it already planned, it's clear they've done that. So people are still ferreting through the clips. There you go. But there was at least a few times I did like 5 minutes on cyber attack and predicted why they'd want to do it, how they would do it, how they pre-programmed it. Remember Klaus Schwab? A cyber attack would make COVID look like nothing but a slight inconvenience. An angrier world is what they are creating for total control. So we've got all that information. A lot of stations don't carry this first five. I'm going to come back. And you know what? I'm going to play some Trump clips from last night. And then I'm going to go into all of this news and information that we have. But the fact that they launched the cyber attack, the biggest in history, and they're calling it an outage, I've got to really cogitate and focus on that. And we'll probably do some extra live shows the next few days. Well, we won't probably. I'll do the Sunday show for sure, 4 to 8 p.m. But we need to come in, even though the crew's exhausted. I need to at least do it with a limited crew and just do like a three-hour show taking calls, because the callers are really smart. They're connected into the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And I want to hear the angles you bring up, because we need to war game what the enemy is going to do next. This is beyond critical right now. And again, not sit here and think, oh, they failed. We won. Yeah, great. No, no, no. Yes, we thank God. Yes, we pray more. Yes, we're winning. But incoming, ladies and gentlemen, incoming New World Order attacks are imminent, imminent. And I mean, there's so many angles. I keep saying poisoning's the smartest move for him, because they can just say he died, but they may want to just rub it in everybody's face, just blow his airplane up. Truck bombs. I mean, I think you know. You don't need me to tell you how grave the situation is. We are all in foxholes. We're all veterans of a bioweapon attack and the bioweapon shot. I mean, we're in World War III. World War III started in 2020, and it's against the free nations of the world and the free peoples, those that love God. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Please follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Two on this Friday, July 19th, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Yeah, there's all the sweet young things trying to make the scene.
All the hip young things trying to make the scene. Living out forbidden dreams.
Hollywood's not going to fulfill you. Sports, none of it matters. What matters is interfacing with God that created the universe. What matters is realizing there's a choice between good and evil. All right, Chase Geyser does a lot of great videos, a lot of news reports, a lot of really fine work around here, most of it nonfiction. But occasionally, you know, he creates kind of dystopic or also positive videos that are futuristic. And he really did a nice production that I knew he was doing, but he said it'd be a surprise. And I've reposted it on X. It's up on Infowars.com and band.video. The answer to 2084 is 1776. So here's what the crew put together with the director of the piece, Chase Geyser. I think it's informative, and it's a dystopic future that could be a possible future. It's a metaphor for the future that we need to stop collectively together and decide our fate, our destiny, and our free will with God working through us, leading, guiding, and direct us. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses.
Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity. But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed to DMT drips, as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence. And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves. But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria. Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities, they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance. Formed the last bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows, sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile. Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom. This is Alex Jones, signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 1776.
Well, great job to the crew. And that video needs 100 million views. Because, again, it's a metaphor of where the globalists would like to take us. But we are here in 2024. We can stop this now. If you study Yuval Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, they describe things even worse than what we presented to you there. Great job, crew. You know, let's just start plowing into it right now. You don't need me to tell you about all the massive outages starting and intensifying across the planet. You know, I told you that was their next big move. I don't think you even needed me to tell you that. You know where you're at. So the question is, how are you going to reach out to other people during this development? Now, I talked about this with Candace Owens a few days ago. And she's been doing a lot of research, so she was all up to speed on it, about how Timothy McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald, Sirhan Sirhan, Theodore Kaczynski, John Hinckley Jr., the list goes on and on. It would come out later, were under the control of the CIA and FBI. I also talked to folks off record about 15 years ago quite a bit. We're very close to John Lennon. I'll leave it at that. And They explained to me how the CIA and FBI killed John and how they basically even came and threatened them for years at their house in the name of their security to keep their mouths shut about it. So this has been going on for a long, long time. Theodore Kaczynski, you can look it up, was in MKUltra, and it just goes on from there. There were CIA connections to Adam Lanza, the reported shooter in Sandy Hook. So, now we learn, just in from the Gateway Pundit, and this is all confirmed, Trump would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks had two cell phones and three encrypted accounts overseas. Classic profile of a patsy thinking he was joining the CIA. His parents are both behavioral psychologists, reportedly. You add all that together with the stand down and the rest of it, it's always the same fingerprint. Yeah, you got the Vegas supposed shooter, CIA arms dealer. It just goes on and on. You've got the Batman shooter in Aurora, California's dad heading up the DARPA human cyborg brain interface. Harrison Kleibold connected to government programs. Ramirez. All of them. Always the same story. What did I say Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? I said, wait for it. He'll have a bunch of spy gear and be hooked in international groups, and now it's all coming out. Fox News now reporting, we're in the FBI briefing, Crooks had the cutout of a spy. Isn't that interesting? Secret Service spotted Trump rally shooter on roof 20 minutes before gunfire erupted. Oh, that's ABC News today. They're telling you. We knew that by Tuesday. We knew Saturday that everybody saw the shooter up there for minutes and nothing was done. He was on top of the police command center. Oh, it's a sloped roof. The other roofs are sloped, barely sloped. It's a joke. Secret Service photos on the top of the White House, even more sloped. So we know what happened here, and now they've testified to Congress in closed session, and I've gone over the report, the preliminary report, and they basically admit the whole thing in a individual on Instagram did a pretty good job breaking it down. It's only a minute, 27 seconds long. Let's play clip 7. Here is man talks about alleged investigation report, and I figured out it's true. It's the first preliminary report to Congress. This is even in Axios what this guy's saying. Everybody was looking through this on X when it was reposted. Is this real? You know, I've got the reports. I'll show you that they say what he's saying. But I even had the former advance team head on Monday. The individual that's run 300 of these and run the advance team. And he said everything the Secret Service told him that's now in this report. So the Secret Service isn't even trying to sweep us under the rug. They're saying, no, we were basically not given the people or anything and told not to do this. So here's a breakdown of what's in the preliminary report.
So I just read the preliminary investigation report that the Secret Service just released about the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Would you like to guess what it says? Because it says something more shocking than I thought. I thought they were just going to say everyone did a great job and sweep it under the rug. That's not what it says. It says that there was an ordered 26-minute stand down. That Secret Service was ordered to not have glass, i.e. binoculars on the rooftops. That the Secret Service was ordered to not be on the water tower. Ordered to not be on the rooftop that the shooter was on. And that the local police department that was supposed to be helping secure the perimeter was ordered to go take a break. Guess where they're at? McDonald's. I'm not joking. McDonald's. This wasn't just a series of mistakes, guys. This was a coordinated attempt at an assassination of a former president running for re-election, non-consecutive terms, after an election was stolen. This is nothing short than a coup attempt. We deserve 100% transparency, answers, and justice in this situation.
So the deep state is in total panic mode. Here's Gateway Pundit. It was a setup. Senator Hawley, whistleblowers, most of Trump's security working rally were not even Secret Service. Well, that's what we know. And it goes on. And remember, I looked at that map Saturday and I said, look at the water tower. It's not a shadow. Shadows don't form instantly. That's someone popping up on top of the tower. That's a person. You secure the water towers. I'm on record Saturday on the water tower and Sunday. That's what's exhausting about this is I'm spending hours and hours before I even say anything, just scanning it, and it's like so hard to even say it all because the brain works so much quicker reading than you can say on air. But let's go over these headlines, and I'll show you the report that he was talking about. Secret Service spotted Trump rally shooter on roof 20 minutes before gunfire erupted. It's actually 26 minutes, but tomorrow's his day. What Secret Service and FBI told Congress about attempted Trump assassination? This is the key one from yesterday. They testified to Congress, and that's the report he's talking about right here in Axios. It's all right here. Okay, so this is the key thing right here. And Axios, again, is the deep state. Secret Service faces inquiries after assassination attempt. There's a big New York Times article, 20 pages long, basically saying the same thing. Trump shooting investigation focus on motive, security failures. They weren't failures. Timeline, CBS News, of Trump shooting shows Secret Service was aware of suspicious person for 20 minutes before assassination attempt. Wow, guy on the roof with a gun. 26 minutes. Yeah, that's not a stand down. Update on the FBI investigation of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. FBI.gov. Trump shooting investigation focused on motive, security failures. That's big report. So this was a stand down. They were watching him. He was a top level threat. And then he shows up, walks around for many, many minutes under this video of that underneath the building. They come and question him. He has a rangefinder in his pocket. Arrest right there. Yeah, we're going to take you in, question you. Custodial arrest. Then he disappears again, somehow has a gun now that he got through the security perimeter and goes up on the roof and for 26 minutes sits there and then waits for Trump to start speaking and shoots him in the ear. And then the leftist media says it never even happened. We have a clip from Fox News last night talking about me. We're playing a moment and saying, well, Joy Reid and all these other people are saying it didn't happen or it was staged, but Alex Jones did that about Sandy Hook, and why does he owe $1.5 billion? I didn't even do that. The internet didn't believe it happened. There were anomalies. I covered it. I thought they really killed the kids, but he had help. There were men in the woods, guns, all that, men in camo. They didn't want that out. When I started talking 6 weeks ago about men in the woods that are on video from the choppers and the drills that were happening, all of it, they was like, we want him off air right now, Justice Department said. They've now admitted that. They don't want us talking about this. They don't want us questioning the next big event. We have a right. Joy Reid has almost no viewers. She shouldn't be fired like she fired her golden wig. She has a right to say things that are wrong or right or whatever. And of course she's wrong. Anybody that knows ballistics and guns and sees no way you could fake somebody shooting like that while Trump's moving all around and he just hit his ear. It's not a blood pack. It's real. You see the bullet. It got caught on video after it went through his ear on the high-speed HD cameras. Real people got shot. A real fireman died. The Democrats are everywhere saying kill Trump. Victoria Nuland, members of Congress, are all saying we're going to kill this guy. Let's go to that clip. Here it is.
A story in five words.
Secret Service Director runs away, Tom. Senators Marsha Blackburn, John Barrasso surrounded Kim Cheadle at the RNC demanding answers for the assassination attempt. But Cheadle said it wasn't the forum to discuss it. She scurried away with her little protection. What did you make of that whole thing? Oh, I forgot to, let's roll the shot. Tom, what are your thoughts about this in general?
Well, my first thought was like, I can't even believe she's here.
Yeah, she, you know, but it's your job.
I know, that's what's amazing. I was like, oh, wait, she's got to protect, you know, the Trump is here and she has an actual job to do. But that made me think, why wasn't she in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And I think at this point, with all the speculation that's going on, I think we all owe Alex Jones an apology. Because he got fined $500 million just for speculating about something and getting a little crazy with his theories. But now there's the craziest theories. Joy Reid is openly speculating that he faked the assassination. And then we got right-wingers. I see them all over the internet. They're thinking that, you know, it was a plot to kill Trump, like the government wanted to kill him. That's the way it should be. Everyone should have their crazy ideas, and they should be able to say them without being fined $500 million.
I don't mind opinions that are crazy. I just... What did I say today that was really clever?
You need it.
Opinions can be crazy, but crazy can't be an opinion. And that's Joy Reid, and Alex Jones was crazy on
stage. Well, yeah, and she's a total idiot, and we should all call her an idiot, but, you know, we shouldn't try to end her career. You know, like what they did to Alex Jones was very bad. That's unprecedented. We have free speech in this country, and a guy was fined $500 million for speculating. Not good.
All right, crackpot. Charlie.
I believe everything these days, by the way.
I know you. You're the most gullible person I know. Do you, I feel bad for agents. We are so.
Well, Gutfeld has said some nice things about me, you know, and said what happened was wrong. I think he probably got a talking to and did that. But what they say I did with Sandy Hook is one thing, sending people to people's houses, peeing on graves. None of that happened. There's no evidence that. It's not true. The internet didn't believe it. Hundreds of millions of views, YouTube videos. I just covered people questioning it. And then years before they sued me, I said, no, I think it happened. I think it was a cover-up of what happened really happened at the school. Police reports, piles of dead bodies in the bathroom, no blood, police report. They don't want to go there. Okay? So they put out some theories, get the public to cover it, like Pizzagate, which was real in the WikiLeaks, so they diverted over to a pizza place in D.C. to make it all about that instead of the smoking guns that were in the WikiLeaks of John Podesta and others, quote, having 7-year-olds delivered to hot tubs in the woods for their entertainment. And Tony Podesta and all the weird stuff he posts and admits to, images of children being tortured and raped. So that's how they do this. They kill one story with another, kind of like they're killing the Trump assassination attempt and all this with the big cyber outage. And we said that would come. We're not just saying now, oh, that's what this is. I predicted days ago and just showed you clips where I said it. So, oh, yeah, crackpot, you know, Joy Reid. No, she has a right to say what she wants. We have a right to counter her. But I didn't even say the things they said I said. And so that's where we are. But everybody has a right to speak. You have a right. I have a right. Everybody has a right. Like Bill Maher said, hey, Alex Jones has a right to speak. Everybody has a right to speak. Because once they silence you, they can make up what you've said and what you've did and create a straw man. I'm going to shift gears out of this now, get into the cyber attacks, calls by congressmen and others to kill Trump, and clips from the incredible big day of the convention yesterday. It's all coming up. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now, I really want to play the whole Eric Trump speech. I thought it was the best speech last night. But let's put that headline back on screen. Friday emergency broadcast, Alex Jones. As Alex Jones predicted, biggest cyber outage in history followed the assassination attempt against Trump. Jones explains why he believes the deep state is behind it and what is coming next. Must watch. Take that, repost it, get it out on X. We're going to repost on X the live show feed that stock market expert Edward Dowd joins Alex Jones live on air to give analysis of the record level shorts or put options in the days before the Trump assassination by a leftist group. So we'll get something out about Edward Dowd coming up. It's how we reach more people. It's a war for the mind, a war for the truth, a war for the people. That's where we are. And I'm just tempted to air the whole 20-minute speech by Eric Trump. But there's other news I've got to hit, and I want to get into the cyber attack, big developments there that we knew were coming. They're now coming out saying, looks like Iran, it's not just Iran tried to kill Trump, as I predicted they do Saturday, and by Monday they said it. They're now saying Iran is behind this attack with Hezbollah and Hamas. It's so easy to call, actually. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So that's coming up here in a moment. But here's some excerpts of, let's play clip 34 through 37. Here they are.
The whole world saw your strength as you stood up. You wiped the blood off your face, and you put your fist in the air in a moment that will be remembered as one of the most courageous acts in American politics. You shouted, fight, fight, fight! Dad, 5 days ago, Laura, Luke, Carolina, and I held our breath as we saw blood pour across your face. By the grace of God, divine intervention, and your guardian angels above, you survived. Children will understand family, our children will have values, and our children will love God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome businessman and executive vice president of the Trump Organization, Eric Trump.
Years ago, my father sat our family down. He spoke of a nation in decline, of dreams slipping away, of a future endangered by failed leadership and broken promises. It was in that moment I knew my father had made a decision that would forever change our lives. We realized he had chosen to step into the arena, to fight for the soul of America. He decided to leave behind the comforts of an unbelievable business empire, to leave behind everything he had ever built, to answer the call to serve our nation.
Again, clips don't do it, but we have so much to cover with the cyber attack. I need to get to that. But we should also have a little bit of fun. Last night, Owen Schroyer predicted that Hulk Hogan would tear his shirt off. But he didn't predict what would be under it. So we all deserve a little bit of fun here because it's the symbol of all these entertainers and great people that we know are patriots behind the scenes saying, hey, I got to stand up. I got to go public. I got to be heard now. So here's clip 38. Owen Schroyer predicts Hulk Hogan tears his shirt off. Here it is.
Forced to bring people in, or do we back up and sort of relax? You know, I think of it like you've got a cage, a trap that you're trying to trap a tiger, and you're trying to sort of you know, leave little morsels, lead him into the cage, and the tiger's sort of going and moving towards the cage, and he's about to go in it, and that was us in 2016. We're about to vote for Hillary Clinton, and she would have done everything that they've done since 2016, but, you know, much more efficiently and intensely. And then on 2016, the tiger sort of started looking around and seeing the cage and going, well, wait a second, what is this? I don't want to go in here. And so at that moment, you know, they had a choice to whether back up and go, ooh, we'll catch that tiger later. Let's let him back up and sort of calm down a little bit. Or we can reach out and grab the tiger and try to shove him in the cage. And that was the path they took. We got to double down. We got to go even harder. We got him so close to the trap, but they didn't go in. So now we just got to grab him and yank him in and shut the door behind him. But that's failed. But they're just going to do it again. They don't back down. They don't back off. That's not what they do.
Donald Trump re-enters the arena. I suspect that means the Hulkster will be taking the podium soon. Trump is re-entering the arena. It looks like his family is going to be there joining him in that box where he's been sitting next to senators and J.D. Vance and his family and some other Republican representatives. And we now hear the reception here playing some James Brown. They borrowed Maxine Waters' wig so that the lead singer could put it on.
You know what my favorite part of the convention in 2016 was? They still didn't quite know how to deal with, like, streaming and stuff. And so I think it was RBSN or whatever. They just had a camera running all the time on the stage. And if you tuned in, like, in the middle of the day, you could see, like, I remember seeing Trump and Ivanka.
Like, here it is.
Oh, here he is. But they were testing out the teleprompter, and it was so interesting to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. I think they locked all that down.
I want Hulk Hogan in the administration. I want a new role for Ass Kicker.
Secretary of Ass Kicking?
The Hulkamaniac Department. All right. It's a little nostalgic. If you grew up watching wrestling, I mean, Hulk Hogan is on the Mount Rushmore. And he speaks now at the RNC. So it's a bit nostalgic if you're like me. But this is, love it or hate it, this is the new Republican Party. This is the new Republican brand. It's fun. And here's Hulk Hogan, the legend, runs onto the stage with the American flag.
Amazing.
In the signature bandana. He's going to rip his shirt off. I'm calling it now.
Yeah, he's too dignified.
Are you kidding me? This is the new Republican Party. Hulk Hogan is ripping that shirt off.
I just love that he's wearing a picture of himself.
Look, he's even doing the signature earwag.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. When I look out there and I see Donald Trump, I think about how his business was compromised. But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero and they tried to kill the next president of the United States? Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Freedom is popular, and the globalists are in full panic mode. So what would they do right when the RNC Thursday event ended? Trump's going to win by 30 points. They'll still half that. He'll win by 15. Unless they kill him. But they don't just kill him right away. They've got to divert you into something new and test to see what the biggest cyber outages, which I'm calling an attack, which I predicted, they're going to see what we're going to do during all of that. So now here's the usual suspects at Newsweek and everywhere else. Russia, China sells cyber weapons to Hamas. Cybersecurity expert claims. So it's all over the news. Oh, was Russia and China behind the new outage? Global IT outage causes chaos, disrupting airlines, banks, media, telecoms. Largest IT outage in history leaves world reeling. Federal Reserve says critical systems are operating normally. CrowdStrike glitch could take weeks to fix after system failure, double whammy. Oh, it's so magic. See, the technocrats have control of the system, and as they get more AI in control, they have more power. This is a lesson on having everything centralized. 1% chance this happened on its own out of 100. Government holds emergency COBRA meeting after Microsoft outage sparks global chaos with planes and trains grounded, GPs in mayhem, shops closed, football tickets canceled, and TV channels offline. The beginning of the hard coup. Biggest IT outage in history. Microsoft crash wreaks havoc. World plunges into dark ages. And we're being flooded with people that can't even get to the show today. That's why we're still on satellite on 300-plus radio stations. Each one of those is precious. Share the links to those stations. They're restreaming us. Global tech outage, live updates, flights grounded, offices hit, as internet users face disruptions. Hospitals around the world are hobbled by massive tech outage. Microsoft crash. Good old Bill Gates comes rescue again. Live updates as CrowdStrike outages leaves airports in chaos. Handwritten boarding passes and blue screens. World reacts to huge tech outage. This tech leaves us totally vulnerable, and it's not redundant. It's all centralized. And just as they launched the attack with the virus and the triple attack with the poison shots and the lockdowns and the world collapse out of that, they're now doing it again to disrupt civilization. This was their clear next move. And the crew found out of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday show, two clips of me talking about it. They did a great job. But has anybody tweeted at Real Alex Jones yet? Because I know the listeners are going to find the big juicy ones. Oh, you have two more now. I talked about it hundreds of times, but I know there was a few times I went into deep detail on the cyber attack analysis. And that's why I should just be, when I do that, like be more mechanized about it and say, mark this down. Mark this down, mark this down. So the crew's got to crawl through how many hours since Saturday? 30, 40 hours? I mean, I was on all these other shows. Told Candace Owens to do a cyber attack. And then it happens, biggest in history, just magically. You know, oh, that's just a coincidence, just like the stand down. No, it's not! So this means they've made the decision on what they're going to do. Apple warns of cyber attack targeting 1.46 billion. 1 billion people or devices. They found two more clips. I haven't seen these yet. Here's more clips of me in the last few days. But we can crowdsource this. All you can go watch the last week of shows. And let me tell you, there's a couple times I did like 5-10 minutes on it and laid out the scenario, transportation, banks, and the next power and communications. Yeah. And then the internet's cut off. And then the truck bomb hits Trump, or his plane blows up, or a low-yield nuke goes off. But before they do that, they've got to shut us down because they don't want us discussing it. But if we discuss it beforehand, oh, what do you call that, my little cuppy kickers? You call that checkmate in information war. But the other people that can figure this out, the congressmen, the senators, the analysts, some of them are good people, but they don't want to sound crazy. Well, you're in crazy town. You're in Rome. It's going down. Why lie to yourselves about where you are, what you're doing, what you're up against? Quote Yoda, never a serious mind. Never about where you were, what you were doing. Here's the new clips.
This is America waking up. The globalists are done. Unless they can kill Trump and trigger a civil war that'll be race-based. Power outages, they blame on the Russians. Cyber attacks, they're going to go for broke. We are on the edge of just a nightmare situation. But if the governors and the legislatures and the people and the Republicans that are awake, that's about half of them in power, see this and address this as it really is, the globalists are done. This is the big one. They're going to kill Trump, and then they're going to kill Biden, and then they're going to set off car bombs, and then they're going to cause a race war, and they're going to have a cyber attack, a cyber attack claiming Russia working with Trump supporters just took down the East Coast grid. I told you that 2 years ago, and then a year later, the FBI goes, we've got intel that the Russians with Trump supporters are going to cut the power. I'm in their mind, folks. I've got them. The minute you see Trump hit the ground, the false flags, the power outages, the cyber attacks, and the hit teams are coming.
And that's the fun part. They've got a team waiting in Austin right now, sitting around eating sub sandwiches, locked and loaded to come kill Pappy Jones. That's the other part of this. I know what comes next. Well, I think this will freak the system out so bad they won't do it. Because, again, I didn't predict all this stuff that came true to have it come true and be proven right. I did it because I knew you wouldn't listen. The first 1,000 predictions that came true, but you listen to the next 1,000. And I've said that 1,000 times. God told me at Waterloo Ice House after I'd done a 2-hour TV show in like 1997 by myself, did a 2-hour show. I'm hungry. I pull in. The restaurant's already closing. They let me in. The guy's mopping. They bring my chicken fried steak, my iced tea. Told the story 100 times, probably 500 times. And the Holy Spirit touched me and said, you really want to fight evil? Yeah, I do. Well, let me show you what can happen to you if you do. Boom, I got that download. All the persecution, the attacks, everything. I said, no, I don't want to be with this evil. I want to fight it. All right, if you're ready, get it. You're about to get the information. Slam. And then it was, you will lead the movement to expose the New World Order. You will be heavily persecuted. You will not be listened to for decades. But then everything you said before, when it all happens, will be remembered. And then you will get the credibility you need at the key point so that the evil is stopped because the people finally listen to you. And I've told that story hundreds of times for 25 years. I've told that story in the last year probably 100 times. I mean, hell, I may have told the story 1,000 times. You're like, yeah, we've heard it. We know. Then get those clips and put them up. It just happened. I'm a guy on Access TV with a local radio show 25 years ago, and God tells me in a restaurant, so I'm not going around delusional how powerful I am. And all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, the back of my neck's crawling. Whoa, electricity all over me. Oh, this is, I was like, did I take 5 hits of acid or something? What's going on? I'm like, whoa, what the hell? It's like, are you listening? You're about to be conscripted if you choose this mission. Are you willing to take it? I'm going to show you the bad stuff first. That's how Holy Spirit works. It's not baby level Holy Spirit where you get saved by God and feel God's presence and you're in God's presence. You know, I already did that years before. So now I ask for the mission. God goes, you've been asking for the mission. I've been praying. God, just raise me up to fight evil. I want to be a good person. I hate evil. God's like, okay, I'm here. Are you ready now? Let me show you what's going to happen to you, different versions of it, depending on how you operate. It's like 10 minutes, like, God almighty, this is horrible. Like, Jesus, very scary. But it's like, no, I want the mission. All right, turn the electrical switch on. And it's, you're in the driver's seat, son. You ready? And I'm given the complete battle plan. That's God. That's real. And I didn't tell this today. After I just made all these predictions you saw come true, I told you this over and over again for 25 years, and now it just happened. Yeah, there are many possible futures, but I see a way, a narrow way through this because God has ordained it. All right. I mean, God is so real, folks. God is amazing. And it gives me solace because you can fear death. And you have conscience. You're like, I don't want to lose this. This is amazing. It's like, God's like, don't worry. This is just a test. You're going to have the consciousness. The question is, do you want to be with this plan or with these people? And the Satanists always go, yeah, there is a plan. But see, he's a Satanist. He let you have the choice. And so, no. God's not like you. He gives you free will. God didn't do these bad things. God let us be free, and we did bad things. But God puts his finger on the scale. God gives us a cheat sheet. God didn't throw his children down here and not give them a plan. Hell, he told us 2,000 years ago, everything that's happening now, that is powerful. All right, Edward Dowd's joining us. I got a bunch of news, a Democrat congressman calling for Trump's death. They're completely dangerous, completely desperate, but they will fail. Got the big chart that Trump, Blair, next segment before Dowd joins us. Trump says this chart that saved his life. We'll show you that chart and go over it. But I'm going to say this right now. We're reaching, let's be conservative, 50 million people a day right now. And I did some of the numbers this morning. Maybe 0.1% of the listeners ever buy anything. Folks, we need money to fight these people. Plus, we've got products we sell. But just see it as a donation. Just make the decision in this critical juncture in history to go to InfoWarsStore.com with a big sale that's going to get InfoWars MD products that are amazing and other big products that are being sold that are on sale right now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The ashwagandha gummies, all of it, InfoWars MD is amazing. And then go to drjonesnaturals.com, separate from InfoWars, because if they shut down InfoWars, well, we've got a sponsor, my dad, who's a great guy. And he saw this coming years ago when it set up his own warehouse, the products he developed, all of it. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. We're selling out of Next Level Foundational Energy. We're selling out of all the nano silver products. But my dad's doubling down. He's going to reorder. We've got the nano silver toothpaste and the all the other great things that are in it, fluoride free. And we've got the turmeric toothpaste. It's all there. And the silver bullet, 30 parts per million nano silver and turbo force. 10-hour clean energy, almost sold out. Rocket rest, incredible, powerful, organic, strong sleep aid. Top brain, incredible, nootropic, top brain. And so many other products like the organic multivitamin that's so good. If it was just a donation, you know you're winning. But you get like the fiber greens, the concentrated seed sprouts that boost your immune system and flush out your guts, the immune support. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. But you've got to make the decision at the critical juncture in history to back the operation that's fighting with every will of its soul, with every ounce of its soul. DrJonesNaturals.com. Just DR, like doctor. DR. Don't fill out doctor. Just DR. DR. Just DR, the word, the letters. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there and fund us. And I should just tell my dad to put a donation button up there. That it'd be easier for people. The point is that I trust in God, but I sit there and I say, God, we're reaching 50 million people a day, and there's barely enough money to operate. I want to hire crew back. I want reporters. I wanted to go to the RNC. I want to go to the DNC. I want to do all these things. We can't do it. God is like, reduce me down to this, and I've sold everything I've got except for the house I live in and one car to fight the enemy, and I'm pleased to do it. But I'm asking for your support now to bet on freedom. I bet on you. God's bet on you. You got to bet on God. Go to drjonesnaturals.com right now and get the great products. We'll be right back. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me. Right now, we were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com where the big save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com,
please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. All right, we're going to talk to Edward Dowd about the politics, the attempted assassination, the cyber attack, is what's going on with this investment firm in Texas and these put options. Is there anything to that? We should be investigating put options, period. Like we saw before 9/11, there was massive, massive short selling and manipulation right before Trump. They tried to kill him. But not even by this company. It's just the market shows that. But is this really just a filing error? It may be. I want to get to the bottom of that with Edward Dowd coming up in a few minutes. But I wanted to play a clip of President Trump last night talking about this chart right here that saved his life. Now, he said God saved his life, but that's how God works in mysterious ways. But he literally starts turning to point at it, is going to turn further, and the bullet misses him as the trigger is pulled. So we're going to play this clip of President Trump. We're going to go to break, come back with Edward Dowd to get into the assassination attempt, the economy, the world, everything, and then as a side issue, we're going to get into this support. I mean, they did do some put options against Truth Social, but they're saying it was a lot lower than what they said. But Edward is a great, you know, stock guy and stock picker, so he'll give us his take on that coming up right now. Please follow us at Real Olive Jones. This is an epic, historic moment. We just posted my predictions of an incoming cyber attack yesterday, hours before it happened. Here's President Trump.
The visions are clear now. I see possible futures.
Yeah, you guys, let's just stop right there. Yeah, you guys are playing a Dune clip instead of President Trump. So, we'll just do this. I'll keep talking to the end of the segment. We'll get the computers cleared out, ready and rolling and nice and good and have it all prepared. Guys, open your mics. What would you like to say? Go ahead. Exactly what happened. Nope, let's just stop Trump. Got a lot of fun going on. I'm not mad. But I'm getting Dune. I'm getting open mics. I'm getting Trump. We're just going to stop right now and just relax for a few minutes. Just easy cupcake time. No big deal. We don't have time to play the Trump clip now. We're just going to roll out to break here in a few minutes. We're going to come back and run a liner, and then we're going to air the three-minute Trump clip, the Trump clip, and then we're going to talk to Edward Dowd coming up straight ahead. But, you know, this gives me a few minutes to talk. We're changing the world together. The globalists don't like this show. They don't want it on the air for a reason, and it's because this broadcast is having a massive effect against the enemy because we get people thinking about how the enemy operates. And they don't want you to think about that. They want you to accept the corporate news, accept the latest propaganda, and go along with it. But we are not going to do that. And they don't want you thinking for yourselves. They don't want you sharing articles and videos. I know I'm saying things that are simple, that are known, but it comes down to this, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's all about. The people aren't just supposed to be robots that hear some corporate announcement from the UN or the WF and we just accept that as real. We have a right Joy Reid. Horrible, dumb person. Feel sorry for her. A puppet of the New World Order. Comes out and says Trump wasn't shot. It's all fake. She has a right to be an idiot. People compare it to me questioning Sandy Hook. I just covered the internet not believing it. I had a right to say that. Didn't do the things they said I did. So we have to stand up for everybody's speech. That is so important. And we've got to persevere and realize there's not just evil in the world. There's good as well. And realize the more we press, the more we push, the more resistance you're going to see. And the more we're going to see good people believe they have a chance, and the better the world's going to be. Because we know the trajectory the globals are taking on is a nightmare. So we'll come in with an intro. We'll air the Trump clip on the chart that saved his life and show it on air. And we'll go to Edward Dowd, really smart guy, on the open waterfront and what he thinks is coming next. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and, of course, on the Mighty X, the real Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, and I think everybody, as a Republican, as a patriot in this room, most Democrats, we want people to come into our country, but they have to come into our country legally. Legally. Less than 4 years ago, I handed this administration the strongest border in American history. But you can see on the chart that saved my life. That was the chart that saved my life. I said, look it. I'm so proud of it. I think it's one of the greatest. It was done by the Border Patrol. One of the greatest charts I've ever seen. It showed everything just like that. You know the chart. Oh, there it is. That's pretty good. Wow. Last time I put up that chart, I never really got to look at it. But without that chart, I would not be here today. Never got to look at it. I said, you got to see this chart. I was so proud of it. And by the time I got to there, I never got to see it that day. But I'm seeing it now, and I was very proud. If you look at the arrow in the bottom, that's the lowest level, the one on the bottom, heavy red arrow. That's the lowest level of illegal immigrants ever to come into our country in recorded history, right there. Right there. And that was my last week in office. And then you see what happened after I left. Look at the rest. And if you go out a little bit further, it's getting to be a little bit old, but I love it anyway, right? But you can go much higher with those numbers. Look what happened right after that. The invasion began. We had the opposite. We stopped the invasion. But the invasion that we stopped was peanuts by comparison to what happened after I left. Look at what happened after I left. They took over our country. We ended all catch and release. We shut down asylum fraud. We stopped human trafficking and forged historic agreements to keep illegal aliens on foreign soil. We want them to stay on their soil. Under the Trump administration, if you came in illegally, you were apprehended immediately and you were deported. You went right back. The current administration terminated every single one of those great Trump policies that I put in place to seal the border. I wanted a seal border. Again, come in, but come in legally. You know how unfair it is? So many people, hundreds of thousands of people, have been working for years to come into our country. And now they see these people pour into our country at levels that are unprecedented. So unfair. And we're not going to do it. We're not going to.
All right. Edward Dowd has been exposing the COVID tyranny for years. He's had a great prediction rate, really accurate guy. I respect him. I'm not a stock expert. So when I saw all this news about insider trading and put options, I thought we should look into it. We'll get to that a little bit later with him. But the things preceding the attempted Trump assassination, you can find him on Twitter at Dowd Ward. And, of course, on Getter at Edward Dowd. And he was a Wall Street professional, worked at HSBC, Donaldson, Lufkin, and Generate, BlackRock. He's also worked all over Wall Street with sell side and buy side, expert in fixed income and equities, capital markets. He's currently setting up hedge funds. But what he's done is bring forward all these big whistleblowers, top actuaries at major insurance companies. He said this years, you know, years and years ago, and he said they're coming out. They have now testified to Congress, legislatures, the EU, you name it. So I wanted to get him on with the million-foot view and then drill down into it of what he makes of the current state of the country, the failed attempt. The evidence clearly coming out. Maybe he disagrees that it was a Secret Service stand-down. And then now this massive, unprecedented cyber attack. And where he thinks this is going and what he thinks the deep state will do with Biden. He's already decided to step down. That's the intel. It's being confirmed. I've already confirmed it. But even mainstream media says it could be imminent in the next few days. The decision was made days ago. Edward, so much to cover. Maybe we should cover the ballpark, you know, the like I said, million-foot view, then drill into 35,000 feet, 5,000 feet, 1,000 feet, and then right down to the electron microscope level. You can start wherever you want, but great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Great to be here. And I just want to say, I agree with your analysis. There's a lot of hope right now because people can sense a shift in the mood. And, you know, as Tucker Carlson said, Trump's going to win. But I agree with your analysis 100% that this is the most dangerous time we've ever seen in our history right now. These are criminals. I understand the criminal mind because I saw it on Wall Street. They're caught, but they won't stop until they're in handcuffs. And so we're at a critical juncture where they're going to try anything and everything to get rid of Trump. Again, I believe they'll try again. I believe that they're going to attempt a war. They're going to attempt cyber shutdowns. They cannot have elections because, and especially with the current president, and they're trying to get rid of him as we speak. So this is, in my humble opinion, the most dangerous time in our history in the last 50, 60 years right now. And there's a lot of hope, but we have to also understand what happened on Saturday. Trump lived by the grace of God. It was a divine intervention. The idea was he'd be dead, and that would trigger mass anger. And anger is a emotion that disables critical thinking. And then you can create narratives and no one knows what's going on. Same thing with COVID. COVID created fear. Fear and anger are two emotions, different sides of the coin. So these dark alchemists do events to disable critical thinking and cause mass hysteria. By the grace of God, that didn't happen, but we're not out of the woods yet. And I'm very nervous. And we're on the precipice of the economy rolling over. We can talk about that, but that's the 30,000 foot view.
I mean, I totally agree. I don't just agree. We're like staring at the same thing. We're like at the zoo looking at an elephant. What's that? It's an elephant. What's that? It's a tiger. What's that? It's a giraffe. That's an alligator. That's a crocodile. That's an ostrich. I mean, you know, that's an eagle. That's a turtle. We're looking at the same thing. And it wasn't hard. I said, they're going to do cyber attacks. It's probably the smartest move. They have plausible deniability. It changes the subject, creates fear. And then if the public buys the fear, they can ratchet it up. Biggest cyber event, they're not even saying it's an attack, in history. Where do you see this going?
Well, let's talk about that. They've been feeding that narrative for a long, long time. Klaus Schwab in 2021 talked about a cyber pandemic. This guy said this. The next thing we need to worry about is a cyber pandemic, whatever that is. And then we saw, right when the AI bubble was really forming at the turn of the year, January, February, Reuters and AP talking about the ghost in the machine potentially being able to crash financial markets, setting up a straw man for what's coming. So this is clearly a seeded narrative. It's been out there for a while. And here we are the day after the Republican convention, CEO of Crowdsources on TV choking up about their supposed update that took down the whole Microsoft system. I'm not buying it. It may have been a beta test, but they're definitely going to shut down the internet at some point, or try.
This is such an important interview, and you're completely dead on. This is a clear next move. Just like COVID was used for a global lockdown and control, and they said they want carbon lockdowns, they're just playing that card now, using this cyber event as the pretext to change the public's mind, to divert us off, to change the subject, but also, I think, terrorize corporations that have gotten behind Trump. I mean, we have Zuckerberg coming out and saying Trump is a badass, and you've got all this money sliding to Trump and much of the establishment joining him. I see this as the top globalists with a gun to the head saying we've built all these backdoors into everything, as we know from the Vault 7 documents and things that come out from Edward Snowden. We can kill this anytime we want. We've got a kill switch. So now basically the globalists are desperate, like when the bad guy gets caught and he grabs a woman and puts a gun to her head and says, back off, I'll kill her. I mean, I think we've now reached that point.
Well, the other thing we need to think about is the shift we can see going on. Billionaires are now endorsing Trump, the billionaire class. We saw Microsoft get rid of their DEI department, and then John Deere followed. So there seems to be this momentum shift.
And Tractor Supply and everybody. It's happening.
Yeah, so there's this shift going on. The people who created the environment where that happened are seeing the shift in real time. And that's why it's the most dangerous time right now, because they are losing. There's people who may not have been connected but supported this system are now questioning the system. And I joked this week about we're going to see church basements fill up with new support groups called Woke Anonymous. You can sense people are going to pretend they were never woke. You can feel the shift. But this is the most dangerous time, because the tide is turning, more people are waking up, and if you're a criminal, you have to create a massive distraction. The distraction was supposed to be the death of Trump. That failed, and now they need something else. And this, I'm very nervous about the next 3 months. And, look, I hope I'm wrong. I always hope I'm wrong, but you and I have been predicting lots of things, and unfortunately they become true. You, the other day, I watched you on your show. You predicted they'd come after Trump again and blame Iran. Then the very next day, AP and Reuters and the intelligence community dropped the story that Iran was plotting to assassinate Trump. I mean, it's to the point now where your predictions and other people's predictions are coming true, not in years or weeks, now days. This is the quickening. We're in the quickening right now.
And again, for people to think that's hard, it's not. They want to go with war with Iran. They've already been pre-programming that Iran and Russia are going to launch a cyber attack. Clearly, if they would have killed Trump, they would have done the cyber attack too, to cut communications off so they could stir up violence and then not have us on the ground showing what they did. It's a simple takeover. When you do a takeover, you cut communications. Well, they're not going to say the government cut communications. They're going to say it's a cyber attack and blame who they want to attack. I mean, it's simple mathematics, really, political mathematics.
Absolutely. And, I want to state, when the assassination attempt first happened, I was quiet on Twitter. I analyzed the media a little bit. I wanted to get more information before I started speculating. But with just the nuggets we've gotten from the mainstream media, just simple facts, the fact that he was on the roof and the Secret Service knew for 20 or 30 minutes, whatever, that's literally like an eternity. They didn't shut down the event. There's all sorts of other things coming out. The DHS was there instead of Secret Service. They didn't have professionals. There seems to be, in my humble opinion, an inside job. And the case for gross incompetence is, is becoming harder and harder to justify. So I do believe at this point we have enough evidence there's an inside job, but we have to ask this question. We always have to ask this question, which just the nuggets from the mainstream media, we can come to that conclusion. Why does the mainstream media want us to come to that conclusion? Why are they giving us these nuggets now? That's a question I'm asking. The other thing we need to think about, and I haven't verified this, but maybe you can help me, but I'm of the understanding that Trump rallies were not really covered by the major networks, but this one was, and that was a change. Why were they all there?
No, that's true. That's a key. They said record media was there.
Yeah, so that to me suggests something else. So
exactly. The fact that they spotlighted this, they wanted to kill him and enrage people, then stage false flags and say we did it. That's a clear, again, political arithmetic. If you know their mindset, you can predict their next move because it's a methodology.
And then we have evidence that after the assassination attempt failed, memos went out to the media to talk about toning down that this was an assassination.
And they did that. They said, oh, there was some pops. He fell down. Exactly. There was already pre-programming in place.
Yeah. So that's where my head's at. You know, I'll always, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But the case for inside job is so strong. I'm 90% there. The case for gross incompetence gets harder and harder to justify. The FBI is already in cover-up mode to suggest that they couldn't get into the shooter's phone for several days is a joke. These are the same people that had everybody's text messages on Jan 6 the next day for thousands of people. So there's just a lot of things going on that suggest somebody somewhere in the government set this up. That's my humble opinion, and I'm sticking with that until proven otherwise.
No, that's the facts. So put the crystal ball on here. What is the globalist next move? Intensify the cyber attack, already the biggest in history. False flag leftists claim Trump supporters said it. Kill Biden, who's already agreed, I'm told from behind the scenes, it's coming out in the news, to step down. I mean, this is a desperate empire of bureaucrats and special interests that know the world's turned against them. They want to blame Russia. They want to blame Iran. They want that to be the trigger, take us to war, to unify us politically. What should Trump be doing right now, in your view?
Trump should be suggesting that he's going to negotiate peace at all for all these conflicts. He's a businessman. He's a negotiator. And under his administration, we weren't at war. And now we are. We have the Ukraine-Russian conflict. We have the Mideast conflict. We have issues going on with China and Taiwan. We have three hot zones. And Trump should message that he wants to de-escalate all three of those hot zones, if possible, and message that's what he intends to do. That would go a long way. No one really deep down wants war except those at the top of the power pinnacle. China's biggest problem is they have a demographic problem. They hit a demographic wall in 2020. Their economy is struggling mightily. There's stories about bank failures. So they have an internal problem. So the people at the very top of the food chain need a distraction for their own population. War is an easy way to do that. So there's lots going on we're on the precipice of the economy rolling over. We predicted a recession in Q3 and 4 of 2023. That's what our economic cycle indicators were telling us. We were wrong because the government came in and started spending $1 trillion every 3 months to prop up the economy with government jobs and then immigrant subsidies. That did cause a bounce in our economic cycle indicators from a very low point to right before it gets to expansion. It didn't ever, but it started rolling over again in March. So our economic indicators started rolling over again. I believe the stock market is either going to falter imminently or definitely in the fall to reflect what the real economy is doing on the ground, which is not good. It's rolling. They tried to juice it before the election. The question is the juice enough to hold it? I don't think they're going to make it. That's my humble opinion. So between now and the fall, we're going to see, financial markets in turmoil at a very base minimum. The volatility index, which is a thing that people use to trade against the stock market, volatility has been very low. There's no way volatility in the stock market is going to be low heading into this election, the most controversial election of our lifetime. The other thing you need to think about is anybody in a seat of business that has that's signing off on major projects is not going to sign off on a major project before the election because they don't know what administration they're going to be dealing with. So there's going to be a pause in business generally. So we're going into some deep, deep problems. We've got China. We have Japan. Bank of Japan is trying to prop up the yen. There's banking issues all over the place. We did have banking issues in the U.S. last spring, and the Federal Reserve basically bailed out those banks. But that I think, was only a stopgap measure. It's like the little boy sticking his finger in the dike. We've had a global financial debt problem since COVID. COVID was covered to print money to prop up the economy again, and that created inflation. Then they had to raise interest rates, and money supply is tight. Money supply year-over-year growth went negative for the first time since the Great Depression in November of 2022. Generally speaking, there's a lag effect on that in the economy of about 18 months. May was the 18-month mark since money supply went negative. So we are now in this liquidity problem. We have commercial real estate loans starting to sour. There's a perfect storm brewing. Perfect storm.
Well, I want to be clear. They beta tested COVID, then launched it. They beta tested monkeypox and bird flu and all that. The public isn't buying it. So I see this cyber attack, biggest in history, as a beta test to see if people get hysterical. Then they'll apply more. It's clearly to change the subject, create fear. That's one question. And then the other question is, Trump's been worried about this. He gets in, then they turn the economy off and blame him. That was one of other scenarios. But I think they think there's so much optimism with Trump that he would be able to explain that and turn that around, or at least mitigate it. So they made the decision to get rid of him. I mean, it's overwhelmingly clear they tried to assassinate him. To me, that shows real desperation.
Absolute desperation. And this, again, when I was working on Wall Street and Enron was a criminal corporation, they literally pretended everything was hunky-dory until they were indicted, even when the stock went zero. And I had friends on Wall Street who would talk to the CEO and CFO, not understanding that there were things, smoking guns suggesting it was fraud. They were told by the CEO and CFO that everything was a lie, and they chose to believe the CEO and CFO, who ended up getting indicted. This is what criminals do. They pretend until it's over. And we're seeing massive gaslighting like we've never seen before. We were seeing it with the Biden dementia, which you and I have known about, and anybody with a brain knew about 4 years ago when he hid in the basement. It became so apparent now that they couldn't hide it anymore. But what I find curious is we have, about half the nation didn't believe their own lying eyes. But then when the media turned on him, they got their marching orders. They call it the download. Now it's time that Biden has dementia. They couldn't come to that decision on their own beforehand. So my biggest problem and fear is we got half the population that takes downloads from the propaganda machine.
Well, that's right. And you see it. I mean, we knew years ago Biden's mind was gone. Now he can barely walk, as shown right here. He can barely talk. And then on the dime, they all turn and say he's bad, putting all these ex-influencers and others that said he's the biggest genius ever. Now he's the biggest idiot ever. And then now Biden says, oh, I may step down if I'm sick on Wednesday. Then he says, I may step down if I'm sick. I'm told, and I have clips coming up, that he's already acquiesced and is going to now not be the nominee.
I put out public tweets kind of sarcastically, jokingly saying it'd be great if Joe, digs his heels in and doesn't leave. Because let's face it, with Joe in there, they can't sell the steal. There's no way they can sell the steal. So what I think they want to do is that's key.
They plan to steal it, and they know nobody's going to buy if we steal it again with the same guy. That's why they want Joe gone.
That's right. They can't sell it, and this is all about selling. And they're gonna whoever they pick. Let's say Kamala Harris and Buttigieg. There's going to be a media blitzkrieg. There's going to be this storybook nonsense. And they're gonna claim that if they do steal it, that it was legitimate. And that I don't think anybody's gonna buy that, but definitely with Joe Biden, they can't sell the steal. So they think they can sell the steal with another pair.
Exactly. Let me ask you when we come back then, if you were President Trump, and I know as people listen, what would you be doing right now? And for citizens, what would you be doing right now at the most critical point in human history? Because I agree with you earlier, this is the most dangerous time in 60 years. Well, it's really in world history. We'd have all these nuclear weapons and bioweapons and giant debts. This is hands down the most dangerous time in modern human history and civilization in 7,000 years. You're living through it right now. We'll be right back with Edward Dowd. Stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, listeners, call in. I get emails. I see the text. I say, Alex, how do you come up with these ideas you have about the enemy? 40 years ago, when I was like 10 years old, I got addicted to politics and political articles and adult literature, adult history about the world. And the more you learn about it, the more you want to know. So you learn about how systems work, how humans work. So I read the writings of Plato, Julius Caesar, Adolf Hitler, V.I. Lenin, all the major economists that were out there, and it just got really engrossing. And then I learned how the deep state is just the bureaucracy in any country. They don't like a president or somebody that's actually in control, whether that person's good or bad. They want to be the bosses. But when you get a group of oligarchs, it always breeds real problems quickly because no one gets the blame for the mistakes. The bureaucracy makes the decisions. They steal the money. They get the power. But then there's no checks and balances on them. And our republic is supposed to be a different system than that, and it's held up better than other systems. But that's what you've got to understand about the globalist is you got the big foundations, the Rockefeller and Carnegie and Ford foundations that kind of create the policy. They've got the bureaucracy. You've got the big corporations that have the money. And they will do as much as they can that doesn't destroy them. And they'll go as far as they can to squeeze society and turn the power off because that gets them more money anyways because they have unlimited currency. But if people know they're the ones behind the assassination, if they know they're the ones behind the cyber attack, if they know they're the ones behind the war, and then they're spotlighted, well, then they've got to back off. I think that's just fundamentally very, very simple. So if you're looking at rule by committee, and so you'll have these meetings with the globalists that are going on right now, so let's say on average 20 people, maybe 40 because they've all got a trusted assistant. They're all from the same families, you know, same systems that they've been proven. So you'll have like 20 people and then they'll have their assistants. So 40 people in a room and they're there from the representing the foundations and the big banks and the oil companies and the military and the intelligence groups. They've already agreed on their plan long term. But then as things don't go well for them, they start tweaking it. They get cold feet. So my job is how do I get them to back off? Because I can permutate this out. They're going to get destroyed in the end, like Hitler. Now, with Hitler, you had one guy, which made it centralized, but also made it really easy to beat if you could just kill Hitler. But that was failed. So the answer is not killing globalists because they've got a bench 100 deep behind each person. And if Edward Dowd agrees with this analysis, he's welcome to tell me his view. But I know he knows Wall Street and he's a smart guy. And he can give us his take. But how do you counter an unaccountable elite who's dumbed the population down through policy, who now sees the population waking up? How do you convince them to back off? And then even how do you give them an avenue to stop? Or will they even stop? It's like trying to get Napoleon to stop. So that's a long intro there, Edward Dowd. But do you agree with that, A? And then B, what does Trump need to say and do? I would directly address them if I was Trump. I go on national TV and say, I know you tried to kill me. You need to stop. You know, BlackRock, all you guys. And people say, oh, he'll be discredited by the corporate media. You want to be discredited by that. Now is the time in information warfare to drop the hydrogen bombs, the 500 megaton bombs. In my view, is just to get it all out on the table and say, stop. And that's why they're so scared. It's not arrest the globalists. You just simply spotlight them. And then all the states and everybody else pull their money out of these systems. We create new ones, and it's game over. I mean, I really think we need an informational nuclear war. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. The old system's dying. And what was the old system? The old system was a government run by bureaucracies. That was the dirty little secret that really we haven't really understood until, you know, the last 10 years. And I remember not that long ago in 2014-13, the term deep state was derided by the mainstream media, but even they talk about a deep state. And what is the deep state? It's the permanent bureaucracy. And I learned about the permanent bureaucracy in the 80s when my dad told me that, you know, the presidents and the congresspeople and the senators are the summer help. They come in and out, and the folks in D.C. laugh about it because they're the permanent residents, and they call these elected politicians the summer help. And so over time, more and more of these elected politicians have been corrupted by intelligence agencies. There's control files on everyone. Corruption, which had always been there, is getting to the point now where it is it destroying our economy. It's sucking precious resources out. The government, the government is now like 30% of our economy, whereas, you know, in the 80s, it was, you know, 12, 13% of our economy. So the government is literally crowding out private investment, and we can see it, we can feel it, and we know what's going on. And ever since the great financial crisis, the government's only consolidated its power. There are different factions within the government. There's the industrial intelligence complex, the military industrial complex, and now there's a medical industrial complex. And they're all using the color of law to bilk us and make us do things against our will. And it's now at a point where this can no longer hold. And we just saw with COVID the greatest mass poisoning event of our lifetimes. We'll be living with that for years to come. And my advice to Trump would be a couple things. I want him to pray for discernment on picking people that he can trust that will do what he wants. In his first administration, some of his personnel choices turned out to be not the best. I want him to pray for discernment. I want him to telegraph that he's going to negotiate for peace. And I would also, hopefully, after this shooting, I think he's a changed man. I think he's gotten closer to God. I would like for him to get some humility and admit that maybe the vaccines aren't so good. And
that brings me to the JFK video from last week, where he's admitting, they give the kids too much. That's how Trump brain works, because he sees this big giant shot they're giving because it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy. He's like, that's too much. That hurts the babies. You see the real Trump behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I would love for him to maybe become more public on that again. That's just this is my pet issue, so I may not get that, but I definitely want him to petition for world peace, signal he's going to negotiate for that. I want him to have discernment on his personnel choices. And he's already said he's going to try to unify the country. And I can see a different Trump. He seems a little more humble. And if he can stay away from, you know, going after individuals who criticize him, I think we can just, you know, dismantle a lot of.
Exactly. He's a fighter, but he's at a primitive level where he fights minions of the system. Don't give them attention. He's way above them. Don't punch down. Attack the policies of the globalists. Don't attack their foot soldiers.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can stay away from that, I think people will see a different Trump and be more willing to, even, you know, if those on the fence, I think he's going to get a lot of support, but those on the fence have problems with his personality. If he can demonstrate he's a more dignified individual now and has some humility, I think he walks into the Oval Office, you know, in the real vote. We have to worry about what they're going to try to do. Obviously, they're going to try to steal it and try.
No, I totally agree. So, what do you expect the deep state to do now that they are so desperate?
To your point, they may make another run at him using even though, you know, we've made people aware. You've made people aware about the Iranian issue. They may go ahead with that anyways. I was talking to a military expert yesterday on a Zoom call with my partners at Finance Technologies, and there are rumors of suitcase nukes. Now, I don't know. I'm not that close to it, but that alarmed me. There's chatter of suitcase nukes. You talked about that, and that's my biggest concern, is something so devastating that it changes the conversation and creates fear and anxiety.
And let's be clear. I want you to elaborate on what your sources said. Because in any real statecraft, in real intelligence research, not the pop culture, you don't want a full nuclear war. You want to decapitate the leader. Well, if your own government's hijacked by criminals and the public's about to take their government back, if these neocons and leftist maniacs, Victoria Nuland, say Trump's about to get a nasty surprise, he won't be president, they're willing to have nuclear war with Russia. Of course they're willing to set off a 1 megaton bomb, you know, outside Mar-a-Lago and kill him and say the Iranians did it. That's a no-brainer. And so you're saying, slow this down. You were talking to military sources that you trust in your company, and you're a great source. Give us every little tidbit that you can tell us. What did they say?
It was chatter and rumors. That's why I don't want to, you know, put too much on it, but that's the first. You said it on air, and then I heard someone else say it, and it wasn't from you. It was chatter in their circles. Again, I don't have any verifiable evidence. It's, let's call it chatter and rumors, but that's enough for me since you've already wargamed this. So we need to be on high alert, and God help us if they do that.
Well, I know the CIA has a plan to smuggle nukes. This has been declassified in the 80s, partially. If they wanted to take out the Soviet Union, they were going to go into all the Soviet Union satellites and in the Soviet Union themselves, and then you don't have a nuclear war. You just kill the leadership, and then you have spies that are already ready to turn, kind of like the Germans got the French military to stand down, and they set up their own Vichy French operation. That's how real wars get won, is they're already won before they're fought. And they've got decapitation, Sabo, meteor guns using DU, 40,000-mile-an-hour, 35,000-mile-an-hour decapitation weapons. That's partially classified. I mean, I know they've got those, so I'm saying if the deep state doesn't want to lose control of the country, they can use that to target domestically. They already tried to shoot him with a bullet, the Patsy. Well, then they're going to use those arsenals. That's just a very easy, situation where you just deduct from that. You just start looking at what's on the table.
Yeah, and I hope that there's dissent in the ranks of these people, the criminals, that there's infighting where that plan is kiboshed. But you know, it's on the table, and you said yourself, they could roll in a truck that's following Trump around, and you know, the truck, the people who drive it have been told not to look in the back. And why is this truck always there? These scenarios are not unrealistic given what we saw on Saturday, last week.
Well, I know for a fact, I'm going to leave it at this, that in my 50 years on Earth, I knew people in the military, high up officers, and they would say, no, we routinely just hauled weapons around armed in trucks and things, and they would not tell us why we were doing it, but we would notice, you know, it would just be in certain key places. And so, and I'm like, they were like, yeah, we started asking when we figured out what it was. What does this have to do with the Russians or the Chinese? Like, why are we doing this? And the thing is, they always want, it's like Baron Harkonnen in the first Dune film. It's not in the book, but it's in the film. Baron Harkonnen has a heart plug in everybody, where if he wants, he just pulls the plug. And the point is, if they've got kill switches in our phones and kill switches in the dams, and they did all this for their power, what will they do with nukes? But then again, they don't need the nukes. The committee probably said, don't go with a nuke. I'm just speculating. Let's just go with a cyber attack and let's see how they handle that. And if we reject this and say, hey, we think you're behind it or we're suspicious of you, that may make them get cold feet. I'm just trying to figure out how to get these maniacs, Edward, to just not go, because every calculation I do into the future, if they go with this hot war, give me your take on that. Because, I mean, the whole world's waking up. It's a political realignment everywhere. Do you think these globalist bureaucrats are dumb enough to think if they go to full civil war or full martial law that then they won't get a civil war they can't win? I mean, I don't see them winning the civil war.
Look, the way to control a population is through, and this is, you know, this is from the Babylon mystery schools, is through deceit and deception. Their deceit and deception games aren't working anymore. And if they think that they can do it with a frontal assault, that's not going to work. So they have to continue with their playbook of deceit and deception. But that's, you know, continuously being disarmed by the internet, information warfare, yourself, others. And the population is waking up at an alarming speed. So that's why I'm scared they're going to try another deceptive tactic, set off a war. They would look. If
no, I agree. They always do the passive aggressive out there.
Absolutely. There's no frontal assault. It's always deception and cover stories. And, you know, Trump is going to win. If you look, even CNN admits he's going to win in a landslide. So how do you disrupt that story and the momentum that's gaining? You need something so devastating that it realigns everyone's emotional center into anger or fear. And that's how these alchemists, these dark alchemists, move along their agendas, fear and anger. So that, what we just saw was one of the biggest events I've seen in my lifetime Saturday. And now we're going to take that off the headlines. You need one bigger. I hope I'm wrong.
No, you're totally right. You kill one story with a bigger story. So what the Trump assassination attempt signified was, like you said, it's all on the table. The brakes are off. Runaway train.
Correct. And so between now and November, like you said, and your analysis was dead spot on, this is the most dangerous 3 months ever. And we're going to be overloaded with information, gray propaganda, false stories. We're going to be hunting down things. We have to keep our eye on the ball and make sure we don't, get distracted. And, you know, My two things are the COVID vaccine and the economy. I'll be watching those and seeing what the impacts are. Unfortunately, the COVID vaccine, the good news is the excess deaths are coming down. The bad news is they're maintaining a run rate of between 5 and 10% in a lot of countries. And now we're seeing the medium term effects from cancers and other degenerative diseases. And this is going to devastate our economy for years to come. And
Edward,
on the economy, if I was going to introduce a central bank digital currency, I would do it in the depths of an economic downturn that scares the living daylights out of people. And I would, and people, mass layoffs, you give people a UBI, but it's attached to a central bank digital currency. So there's going to be ways to implement their policies when there's maximum fear and anger. So that I'm on alert for that.
They need to kill the old system, their Ponzi schemes to an end, create the new Ponzi scheme, the global central bank digital currency, the universal basic income, the cashless society. So let's speak to this now. You have a Texas company, leftist, funds all these leftist groups. Even if it is true they didn't do 12 million short positions, the ones they did are still huge. They claim it's a mistake. Okay, fine. It's good that people are investigating insider trading. There was, and I have the articles right here, record insider trading right before Trump was attemptedly to be assassinated against Trump companies and True Social. But, and I really respect you as a stock researcher, but you've done the analysis and say that this is not a nothing burger, but you're saying you basically don't think that that the hype lives up to what this is. So what do you think is really happening with Austin Private Wealth?
Yeah, so I looked into it, and so first I wanted to see what kind of firm it was. It's a registered investment advisor, high net worth investment firm. There are thousands of these across the country. They have $1 billion in assets under management. They're a fee-only business. The general fee in this type of business is 1%. So I'm guessing their annual revenues are $10 million. They have 22 employees. There's probably a couple partners at the top that take down the lion's share of the $10 million in revenue, and everybody else gets an okay income, but, you know, they're not the ones with the relationships. They have 1,200 clients. So I looked, so that's the starting point. Then I looked at the filings. They put out a press release saying that it was a clerical error from a third party vendor, which makes sense. These registered investment advisors outsource a lot of their IT to other firms, and, you know, SEC filing is a pain in the butt. So,
sure, but could have somebody used them and not, I'm not saying they're to blame, and use their false filing as some, I'm not an expert like you, in fact, I'm a novice, as some naked short type deal to get others to try to do that? Or is that, because it sounds like a big error.
Well, let's look at the filing. So the filing was made on July 12th, the Friday before the assassination. That's the filing date. The filing was for a holding period as of the end of June 28th. So June 28th was the snapshot, and I'm familiar with SEC filings, was the snapshot of that firm's holdings. The error wasn't just on DJT. It was across all of their holdings. So I looked at the original filing. Apple showed 50 million shares short. That's impossible because that would have been a $1 billion position. They only have $1 billion in assets under management. And by the way, they don't pool their trades. Everybody every client has a separate account and has an individualized portfolio. So it's not like a hedge fund that pools its bets. So I do think it was a clerical error. But the question that needs to be asked is, let's look into this third party vendor that made this filing error. Were they trying to cover up something? I don't know. I'm not accusing them, but that was a big error. And it should have been caught by Austin Wealth Management, but they didn't have the procedure. I mean, obviously the report was generated by the third party vendor. They filed it. They didn't eyeball it. So that's their mistake. They didn't eyeball someone else's work.
But don't you think, so I'm not a stock expert like you, but if you just did a multi-million dollar short, doesn't your phone start ringing saying, hey, what do you know? What are you doing?
Exactly. And the other thing is, as soon as this story came out, I called my Wall Street buddies and I said, what was the option activity on DJT, and they couldn't find anything. And if it was truly 120,000 put options as was reported, that's a massive bet. If the put option was priced at $1, that's $12 million. If it was priced at $5, it's $60 million. And again, they have 1,200 clients with $1 billion in AUM. the average client size is 8 million. So it didn't make sense mathematically to me.
But they could have been using, like someone could have been using them unknowingly as a decoy or a front group.
I don't know that. But what I do know is I'm pretty sure it's not them. What I think is more mysterious to me is on Friday, we had a $4.6 billion market on close reported in the S&P 500. That's a huge number. It was.
And I saw that, so I don't know how that works. Explain that to everybody like me that is a stock expert.
So there's a end of day trades that can be done, and people do. It's called market on close, and there was a $4.6 billion total in sell orders, and that's a big imbalance. That means somebody or a group of people were trying to get out of the market. There could have been bets in options as well. If I want to think like a criminal, shorting, doing put options in DJT would be too obvious. The SEC has the trading activity.
But you figure Trump getting killed will hurt the stock market, so you saw a lot of betting against the stock market Friday.
Yeah, so if I wanted to investigate, I would ask, you know, people in Congress and Senate and people in the, you know, like the head of DHS and Victoria Nuland, did you have any big option bets in the S&P 500 on Friday? Because you can make, depending upon the strike price and the time that you want to make the bet. If it's a one-day option, you can buy these very cheaply with, let's say, turn a $100,000 bet into like a $5 million windfall. And no one buys one-day options unless you're purely speculating.
So you're saying we're in the right area to be looking at insider trading. You see some evidence of that. It's just not this group.
Just not this group. I think I would like to look at activity in the S&P 500. Anybody taking very short-dated put option bets in the S&P 500 that could turn into millions of dollars, that would be a smoking gun, or at least questioning what's going on, especially in individual accounts like Victoria Nuland, if she had as a stock brokerage account and she bought, a one-day option, put option that expired on Monday afternoon. That would be interesting, because one-day put options are literally like, it's like a 1 in 100 bet. You don't get the and if the strike price is out of the money, then we know something's up. So it needs to be investigated. But for some reason, I think this firm is a legit registered investment advisor. I don't think they did anything. And they did deny it. And the filing date and the holding period date are different, because even if they did short 120,000 shares, 120,000 put options, it was as of June 28th. And you wouldn't hold that put option for 2 weeks, because there's something called time decay. So if you're going to want to make, if you know an event's coming, you do it the day before. You take the shortest dated options with the lowest strike price. You can buy the option price very cheap and turn a very small bet into millions.
Got it. Well, I'm glad to clear that up for folks. But like you said, we should keep ferreting and investigating. Edward Dowd, incredible hour. 30-second closing comment.
You know, I just hope and pray that God is in charge and we get through this. Unfortunately, you know, we can't control what other people want to do. And I'm ready to expect anything. I mean, it just blows my mind. We have the biggest Microsoft outage the day after the RNC convention.
Hold on, do this. We got a guest coming in. We got a special guest in studio in like 6 minutes, but it'll give us time to move her in here and cover all the medical and this COVID increase news. I want you to host for 5 minutes. Will you do that? We'll come back in 2 minutes to host 5 minutes, Edward.
Yeah.
And how do people find you? Where's the best place?
The best place is on Twitter. At Dowd Edward, D-O-W-D Edward, and Getter at Edward Dowd. Also our website, financetechnologies.com, with the PH instead of NAP. We have all of our research.
Right, stay there. We'll be right back.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max,
Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now we're bringing in the amazing Dr. Stella Emanuel, one of the first doctors coming out against the tyranny. The rest of the hour, as I host the fourth hour here today, the War Room comes up in 1 hour. Owen Schroyer, every day could be our last. And I'd say that because he'd have a real sense of urgency. It's like Lou Dobbs. I knew he was sick. I'll give the inside baseball. He kept doing shows. And then, boom, he's dead yesterday. What an icon. Well, this organization's like that. You think grandma's there. She's got a really good attitude. She's fighting cancer. Get a call. Grandma's dead. InfoWars is literally fighting for its life. We need your prayers. We need your support. You need to realize that every video, every article we put out, if we're going out, I'll come back. But I see it as a sign they're going to take everything out. It's not about me, folks. And I don't just say that to like, oh, it's not about me. It's about the entire environment we're in, okay? When they tried to shut us down 6 weeks ago without a court order, I knew. I was like, this isn't about us. They're getting ready to kill Trump. And I said it like 50 times that day. I just knew it. I was like, this is insane. Feds are here with no court order to close the building and the judge blocked them. They are vigilantes. 4 minutes to break. Edward Dowd, closing comments and analysis.
Yeah, so I'd love to talk about something that I've been thinking about. And it started with you with the information war and your lone voice out there seeing and reading the white papers. And for the longest time, you collected it. You trotted along, collected an audience, but people disparaged you and disparaged others for showing the white papers and saying this is coming. Now it's here. It's happened. But we still have, unfortunately, a large portion of the population that just don't see what's going on because they're being propagandized. And the propaganda is I've never seen it before. It's very sophisticated. It's AI-driven news stories. It's social media manipulation with trolls and bots. And there's, you know, key influencers that have control files that are paid to say certain things. So everyone thinks they're creating this manufactured consent, and they buy into it. And so we saw that on display when Biden, was decrepit, and most of us knew it, but half the country listened to the influencers in the media saying that everything's fine. And then overnight, they're told he's not fine. And that's what I found alarming is they needed to be told he wasn't fine. They couldn't come to that conclusion on their own. So we have a massive amount of people that can't think for themselves, unfortunately. And that is the most dangerous thing to the Republic are those people. And our job is to wake these people up, give them the ability to get some critical thinking skills. And that's the mission at hand. The good news is we've reached an Overton window tipping point where with what just happened on Saturday, more and more people are seeing what's going on. It's no longer, it's almost undeniable to anybody with two brain cells. So I would love for all of us to gently encourage people who, with hatred in their hearts, and I call it them being on the download, try to convince them that they've been lied to. And it's going to take some time, but those are the people we need to wake up. I know it's difficult because they're not the nicest of people and they're not very agreeable, but those are the people that need to come around quickly. And if they don't, and there's another next event, those are the people that they're going to try to activate into taking action unwittingly and being useless fools. So that my hope is we can reach people, and we all need to start having conversations with those who have an open heart and mind. If you see an opening, just tell them what's really going on. I also would love to, speak directly to Donald Trump again. I would love, for you to, talk about, how you're going to negotiate, world peace in the different, military, conflict areas, Ukraine, Russia, Israel, and Palestine, and, China and Taiwan. And I think you're going to do this, and you're probably going to signal it. I think that would be a great thing to signal. Again, I want you to pray for discernment with your personnel choices and picking people that are loyal to you that will implement what you want them to do. And then finally, I would love for you to admit that there was a problem with the mRNA vaccines, if you can.
All right, Edward Dowd, incredible job. God bless you. Amazing hour. Everybody should boost it. It's so important. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
We'll be right back.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are literally fighting for the future of humanity. We're trying to save the world right now. And Dr. Stella Emanuel, one of the first doctors to do press conferences in D.C., exposing there were treatments for COVID, they were lying about its origin. She's been dead on. She's been a great sponsor. DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Alex for big discounts on her site. And she's here to cover politics and God, and she's a pastor as well, and has her own church services and huge groups and revivals. And I wanted to get her here to talk about that. But at the same time, she has incredible products, even more products than we have. They're all top of the line. They're amazing. But she's been a sponsor. But because the last CRO was a globalist and working for the feds, it all came out in court. He would not purchase product for like the last 6 months. So we're all about to sell out of products at InfoWars Store. If we keep on air now, as we got through their attempted shutdown, then we'll bring all our products back. And some are still available at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of great stuff at my dad's site, drjonesnaturals.com. But she has a massive, and she didn't come on about this, but I said, you're talking about this because you've been such a supporter. And this lady, before she's been a sponsor, would just send us checks to keep us on air. She's been very successful, very smart, has huge practices, tens of thousands of patients, all over Texas, hundreds of thousands across the country. I mean, she's an amazing woman, and she is such a great sponsor with us. And so even though our supplements are going to sell out the next month and won't be available, she has everything and even the next level. So instead of plugging this at the end, it's some little side issue. A, this message has to keep getting out. B, these are the best products you're going to find. They're world-class. People love them. And C, this is a overall mission that has got to be carried out. So people are really, really stupid if they don't go to drstella, S-T-E-L-L-A, drstellamd.com. Use promo code Alex, get a big discount, and buy all these amazing products, which we'll spend some time on today. I'm going to make you do it. But first off, Trump, the attempted assassination 7 days ago, the enemy, the major moves that are happening, the cyber attack that I predicted they would do, the power of prayer that the enemy doesn't want us to have. I mean, this is real. So speak to us about the spiritual war we're in and what we can do to hold up President Trump, but also energize ourselves to be most effective against this devilish attack.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are kind of scared and kind of in some kind of trepidation about what happened. But I want to look at it from the point of God's grace and mercy. You know something? In Psalm 103, I think verse 3 says that he redeems our life from destruction. So people like us, we've been praying. We have a Twitter space like every Sunday night at 8 p.m. We get together and we pray for President Trump. We pray for him to be protected. We pray for God to set confusion among the enemies. We pray for Biden to be exposed. And I look at it for somebody that is an intercessor as what is happening right now is God's hand of mercy. Because, I mean, President Trump moved he just turned his head. And that is what saved him from dying. I know that this was like an angel just pushing him away, like, turn your head this way. You know what I'm saying? So it's scary.
And God works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
Still let it nick him to show folks how important it was.
Yes. And to show that nicking him in the ear showed that, you know, you could have died, but I got this. It was such, you could only look at it and know that it was God's hand. And so that is why my call is that people that have been praying and their intercessors of all over the world praying for Trump, praying for this nation, praying that America will not be taken down, that do not relent. We need to increase our prayer because the devil is ready. He's fighting with everything. There's war in the heavens over this nation because America is the last man standing. And Trump has been called by God to hold this, to stand and hold this nation.
And let me interrupt. How powerful was it last night for the Satanists to see hundreds of millions watching around the world and prayer to Jesus and everyone praying there in Milwaukee? That had to scare them.
Yes. And you know what? There was a prophecy that came out 3 months ago. There was a man that gave this prophecy that they were going to have an attempt on Trump's life.
He was at a public event. In fact, I sent the clip days ago. Find it. He said Trump is hit in the ear.
In the ear. And after that, Trump will get radically saved. After that, he's going to win the election and we're going to see a movement around the nation. When there's a prophetic word, when God gives a prophecy and one comes to pass, then you can see the other ones coming to pass. But we have to hold that prophecy in the spirit.
By the way, who would say Trump, guys, I sent it 3 days ago. I forgot to play it. Mm-hmm. It's at a major Bible summit on TV. Mm-hmm. And this man says, I prayed. God showed me Trump's hit in the ear. He falls down.
And then
he rises back up and then is now fully empowered by God.
Yes.
He's literally, and then now that's happened. Mm-hmm. He didn't just say he's hit in the ear. He falls down, rises back up.
And you know, in 2020, when all these whole issues were going on, the Lord showed me the same thing about Trump. I wrote about it online, that he fell and people thought he was dead. And then we came and started praying and then he rose up.
You said that on my show.
Yes. He rose up and he was strong and he got back to work. So, but the issue is when there's a prophetic word, there have to be intercessors holding that prophecy in the spirit. God told the children of Israel that you will leave Egypt in 400 years. They stayed there for 430 years because nobody was praying. When God told, but Daniel prayed when he found out that it was time for Israel to go, for the children of Israel to go back to the promised land. And because of that, it moved. So my thing is we should not be scared. Intercessors all over the nation, wake up. Pray that God's hand of protection. If you join us on Twitter at 8 p.m. on Sundays, you will hear we've been praying. We started this in February and we've just been praying and interceding for the president. We pray that God should set confusion among them and we've been praying that things might. Look at the confusion among the Democrats. We pray that during the debate, we had this really prayer. We're just praying that during the debate that God will expose Biden for who he is and just confuse him and show the people of America who he exactly is. And it came to pass. Not just us, their intercessors praying everywhere. God does not move until you speak. So that is why I'm calling, if you're a Christian on a daily basis, Pray for Trump. Just pray that God will hold him up. God will protect him and his family. And I always pray that God will give him a strong heart. Because when you're having attacks coming from everywhere, sometimes it can weaken your heart. That God will strengthen his heart and continue to use him like he's using him now.
I agree. And I forget this man's name. But this is clearly Brandon Briggs. I want to get him on the show. Brandon Biggs. This is 3 months ago. Brandon Biggs. This has gone viral before this even happened. And then it literally happens. And he didn't just say he's shot in the ear. He says he falls down and rises back up and now completely accepts Christ. And then it happened last night. Here's the clip.
He said, I am not done with America. Amen. He said, there's going to be a new wave of patriotism coming out. And that's whenever I saw Trump and I saw a red wave coming out of Michigan. And then I saw Oklahoma and there was embers of people and they were all on these they had torches all throughout Oklahoma and they were raising up these torches that looked like fire. And they were bringing forth a new patriotism upon the nation. And it was coming, it was being birthed and it just kept spreading like fire all throughout America, all throughout, and I saw Trump rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking. People say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when he and I see him. I saw him winning the presidency through great. The Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges. And through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff, but there would be a stop to it and their things would start to break free come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning, the election, through, the Patriots coming out and voting. And then there will be a great economy crash. Yeah. I saw they had a great economy plan, a crash, yeah. Worse than the Great Depression. And the Lord warned me about this. It would be a great dark time. But I saw paddles coming upon America's soil like a shocking of the soil. And I saw Donald Trump praying in the office of the Oval Office. And he was weeping before the Lord with his hands on his head like this, but he was weeping. And there was ministers and people. I don't know if they are senators or Congress people or whatever. I just saw them pacing and back and forth inside of the White House. It's the White House, but it's the Oval Office. Yeah. And they were.
And again, I know that guy's for real because all of us have this power where we reach the Holy Spirit. God has shown me in my whole life dreams come, sometimes silly things, sometimes important things that come true. And God always goes, see, I'm real. Listen to me next time I tell you something.
Yes.
So used to, I'd have this thing in my head like, and there'll be a cyber attack this weekend. I would say, I'm not going to say that. Mm. Now, whatever God tells me, I just say it. And you notice it's all happening.
It's happening. Yes.
So what is this gift that God's given people?
It's a gift of prophecy. That's a gift that every child of God, every Christian should have. It's one of the gifts of the Spirit. But you know, what I'm trying to really get people to understand is this. When God gives prophecy, the devil fights it. So, and then when God gives prophecy and it comes to pass, it is not just that, but listen to the rest of what the guy said. You know what I'm saying? When one comes to pass, expect the rest to come to pass.
By the way, everything he said up to the crash happens. He predicted all of it. Yes. The court cases will be killed and then they'll shoot Trump. You know, he'll fall down. It was perfect.
Yes. And guess
what? I mean, it's perfect. That's impossible.
Guess what, Alex? What I'm trying to get across to everyone right now is that intercessors have to rise up. Because one, the shooting happened, he fell down, he woke up. We're going to have persecution, more court persecutions. Then there's going to be economic crashes. But we have to intercede. We have to hold this prophecy in the spirit. So the call to action I will have for you that are a Christian on a daily basis, stop, take a minute or two and just pray for America. Pray that God will have mercy on this nation.
Explain what people don't know what intercessing is, like Moses or Elijah's hands being held up.
Yes. Intercession is like the Bible's intercession is like somebody touching God and touching a person or a nation. The Bible says that we're ministers of reconciliation. So I tell people all the time, I said, my great job is an intercessor. being a doctor and businesswoman, those are,
that's, you've always told me that. Yeah.
That's kind of like my side hustle. But my major job is intercession for, I'm a prophetic intercessor. So we intercede, we pray for the nation all the time. We on Twitter space, 8 p.m. every Sunday. In fact, if you want to join it, you can text pray to 53445 so that you can join
Tell
the intercession.
Tell me about your ex account. What's your ex account?
Stella_Emmanuel. Stella_Emmanuel.
If we'll you put that on screen.
Yes. So what we do every Sunday night is that we come in and people connect from all over the place and we pray for the nation. We pray for America. We pray. If you scroll up, you see we pray for President Trump. We pray for his protection. So join us in this intercession, but on a daily basis, take time, a minute or two, and speak. The Bible says the power of life and death is in our tongue. So
what two of us agree upon.
Speak. Everything on this earth, it is done in heaven. Yes. If two of us
can
agree.
Let's explain, the witches try to copy that, but they can't do it. They all pray to kill Trump all the time.
Yes. Do you know why, Alex? The Bible, when human beings have authority on the earth, if human beings speak, God will do it. If human beings
we didn't have it before Christ.
The devil will do it. So the devil too is given, if witches speak, the devil will do it. If Christians speak, God will do it. Human beings have to pray because we have to give God authority to come and interfere in our lives. If you're not praying and you're not speaking and blessing the nation and praying for God's mercy, so I would say number one, pray for God's mercy upon America, God's mercy upon Trump. Pray for God's protection for you, your family, your children. You know, Alex, I pray for you all the time. I even send Alex prayers.
Thank you
understand what I'm saying? You have to pray and intercede for people because when the enemy is coming after somebody, somebody has to stand in the gap. It's like you're covering them in the spirit, or you're holding God and holding their hand. When, okay, like when you are going through a lot of the persecution that has been happening, I will just pray for Alex because I know that at that time he's feeling weak, he might be feeling stressed out. So I will hold the hand of God and kind of hold him in the spirit that God will strengthen him, God will show him favor. That is the same thing. We pray that God will show, that God will give the American people favor for Trump. That will be people who just love Trump. And we see the prayers coming to pass. People will remember him for the good he did for the nation. People will start rising up, whether it's Democrats, Independents, Republicans, they will rise up and follow him as a champion that God has called.
How scared do you think they were when Franklin Graham got them all to pray for Trump's protection last night?
Oh, yeah, they're always scared of that. They're always scared of that. They don't want Christians to pray. That is why they keep us distracted. Because if you pray, you can bring God's will from heaven on earth.
And explain that. It's just like in mythology. A vampire needs permission to come in your house. Well, so does God. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. You have free will. You've got to open the door.
Mm-hmm. See, in the balance of power in the universe, God has all power. The devil has some power. We human beings have authority. In the beginning in Genesis, God told Adam and Eve, you know, own the world, dominate it, rule over it. So
and when that was written 6,000 years ago, who would think we'd end up dominating? And you're made my image, you can do anything. We've done it. We have been given the authority.
Authority. Because we have authority, God is not coming to on the earth to interfere except we give him authority. The devil should not interfere.
So this is our jurisdiction.
Yes.
He gave it to us to push the devil out.
Mm-hmm. And will. Not just push the devil out, but bring God's will. The reason why the devil is running rampage and doing all this craziness is because Christians are not pulling down God's will on the earth. They said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when God speaks something over your life, and you will know, many of us have had dreams, visions of great things that God is asking us to do, or great things happening in our lives. But it does not come to pass because you don't pull it out of the spirit into the physical. God has showed me a long time ago that President Trump was going to go for 2 terms. Many prophets spoke it. But during the last time, we did not fight. Intercessors did not stand.
And Q told us we didn't need God or anything. Everything was handled.
Who?
Remember, Q said, don't worry, don't fight. It's all handled.
No, Q was a chat. That Q thing is from the devil. It weakened the hands of the...
Of course.
It weakened the hands of the patriots. The only person that can get us out of this stuff right now is God. And you know some other thing, Alex? And let me tell you Christians that are expecting Trump to be your pastor. Trump is not called in the pastoral or in the priest realm.
How many times, explain this, in the Bible, God doesn't even usually raise up a perfect guy. He raises...
Yes, I was going to say. See, you know, Trump, God calls people in the kingly realm, calls some people to be prophets, calls some people to be priests. Of course, your priest is supposed to do all this stuff, but people that are called to be the rulers of the nation, God called Cyrus. Cyrus was a Babylonian king. God called Nebuchadnezzar. The fourth chapter in Daniel is written by Nebuchadnezzar. God called Nebuchadnezzar. God called Pharaoh. The Pharaoh in the time of Joseph that protected the children of Israel. God also called him. But guess what? Nebuchadnezzar, Pharaoh, or Cyrus, they didn't have to become Jews. They didn't have to become Israelites. God calls people. He raises up leaders, and he uses people that he wants to use. So, yes, Trump is a Christian, but don't expect Trump to be born again, tongue-talking and preaching, because that is not his office. You and I are called as the intercessors and priests, as children of God, and we're supposed to cover the people that are called in the kingly realm. So the fact that God called Trump doesn't mean that he has, even if he was not born again, God can still call him. But he is a Christian. But he's not supposed to be tongue-talking, preaching. So stop putting things upon him that is actually supposed to be for the priestly
realm. He's not Moses or Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? So he should accept Christ for his own life. But he doesn't even have to for God to use him, because God called him, anointed him.
God uses anybody he wants.
He uses anybody that he wants, yes.
When God touched me 30 years ago, I was not a devil worshiper. I wasn't a bad person, but I was still mean and hateful and let's say evil compared to how I am now. God changed me, though.
And he cleans us up, yes, definitely. And you know, one thing I really want to remind the American people, that the battle that we're in is spiritual. And you cannot keep fighting spiritual battles in the physical only. You have to handle it in the spiritual realm.
And we have a lot of atheists and a lot of people that now believe in God. Even Joe Rogan says, I want Jesus now.
Yes.
Publicly and privately. Mm-hmm. What's a quick way? We can talk about it more when we come back. But how would you tell somebody that has never believed in God but now realizes it's real? What's the first step to have the Holy Spirit touch them?
Definitely. If you're listening to me and you have not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, just call on Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I know you died on the cross for me. Forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Take my crazy life, clean it up, and use it for your glory. That is what God did for me, and he can do it for you, like right now. And I pray that the veil will come off your mind right now. You see the light of the gospel, and the Spirit of God will touch you right now, listening to the sound of my voice. There are people that God has called. He has given you visions and dreams of what you should do, but the devil has been fighting you. So I break the power of the devil over your life right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Spirit of God will just touch you. His fire, his anointing will just fill you right now. And if you're listening to me, you can just get down on your leg and just call on Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, save me, deliver me, clean my messed up life and use me for your glory. And he will come into your life, because the word of God says that in these last days, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So call on the name of Jesus right now. Call him for your children. Call him. Ask for the blood of Jesus to flow in your life, cover your life, cover your children, and let his hand of protection come upon you. And I break the spirit of fear that is upon the American people right now. We are strong, we're powerful, we're children of God. Wake up and speak life over this nation, over your people, over your children, and over everything that God has put in your hands.
Amen to that. I second that. And that's it. I mean, literally, I never had to go to some church. I've been to plenty of churches to feel God. When God came, you immediately want to get down on your stomach in the power of it. Just, folks, get on your face in your bedroom alone.
Oh, Jesus.
And just say, God, I know you're real. I'm here. Show me. And the adventure will begin, people. Yes. This is real.
Ask for Jesus. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit. You know, when I wake up from sleep in the morning, sometimes I just wake up, I say, good morning, Holy Spirit. My life is yours. My life belongs to you. Use me, clean me, help me. And just use me for your glory. There are many of you out there that God has a call upon. There are many of you out there fighting this battle, and the devil is coming after you. Call upon Jesus, and his hand of protection will come upon you. I always pray that God will protect the patriots that are fighting in the front line, and just give you strength to hold on to the Lord, because we will win. In this battle, Jesus wins, but Jesus needs you and I to speak his purpose on this earth.
I agree, but Trump has come a long way, saying God was put his hand on him, and he had Franklin Graham and all them calling on Jesus. I mean, Trump's definitely getting, he said, I'm a changed man after this.
Amen, of course. When you've touched death, you will know that God saved, he knew that God saved him. He knew that not only God could have saved him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So to me, it's
five bullets aimed right at him and they all miss.
Yes, to me.
One hit the lectern too.
To me, it shows that God's hand of mercy is still upon our nation. To me, that is an intercessor that I've been crying for this nation for years. It gives me hope. It shows that God has not abandoned
us. By the way,
the British still want us to stand.
The British and the Hessians even wrote about this. It happened a bunch, but the Battle of Trenton, when they attacked at like 3 a.m. and people froze to death and he crossed the river and all that, the famous thing. Mm-hmm. Washington led that battle from the front because he knew they had to win or they were going to lose. And the Hessians at 100 yards, 1,000 of them shot at Washington, and the bullets, they said, just went around him. They said they couldn't shoot him. Mm-hmm. Their best sharpshooters, they literally got freaked out because they were shooting the men around Washington. They couldn't hit him. I think we just saw that.
Yeah, you know, when God calls you and puts you in a position, he protects you. When God gives you an anointing for a particular protection, he gives you protection, he gives you the grace for that post, and he gives you the anointing to carry it. So because God called Trump, like I keep praying, I say, Lord, look at this man. He has lost business. He's lost a good name. He's lost so much to fight for this country. Just wrap your arms around him and protect him. Cover him. You know what I'm saying? God called Trump and Trump accepted the call. Even when he didn't even realize that he was being called. But because he accepted the call, God has to also protect and watch over him.
They talked about it last night, how he called him in there 8 years ago. And he said, this is going to really hurt us, but I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I tell you what. God will protect him. And you and I, as intercessors, have to cover him in the spirit.
Lead us in prayer when we come back. I want to talk about COVID is back. They're trying to hide with the bird flu. Everything's going on. God's given us things to protect us. We'll talk about this with the great Stella Emanuel. Doctor, stay right there. Amazing. Love you.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it. in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I just read the preliminary investigation report that the Secret Service just released about the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Would you like to guess what it says? Because it says something more shocking than I thought. I thought they were just going to say everyone did a great job and sweep it under the rug. That's not what it says. It says that there was an ordered 26-minute stand down. That Secret Service was ordered to not have glass, i.e. binoculars, on the rooftops. That the Secret Service was ordered to not be on the water tower, ordered to not be on the rooftop that the shooter was on, and that the local police department that was supposed to be helping secure the perimeter was ordered to go take a break. Guess where they're at? McDonald's. I'm not joking. McDonald's. This wasn't just a series of mistakes, guys. This was a coordinated attempt at an assassination of a former president running for re-election, non-consecutive terms, after an election was stolen. This is nothing short than a coup attempt. We deserve 100% transparency, answers, and justice in this situation.
And that's all in the preliminary report to Congress. Dr. Stella, I keep interrupting you because I'm so excited. You're so right. And God has shown me over and over again how real God is. It would take hours to even explain the cases. But just in closing about the situation, what the enemy's going to do next, and then let's talk about them trying to bring back monkeypox, bird flu, killing the chickens, the cows all over the country, cutting off the infrastructure, reports all over the country, COVID's back. People are getting sick. You're not supposed to have these viruses in the summer. But God has given us compounds and things that don't just protect us and help us, but they also empower us and make us healthier and happier. So spend some time. You're a great sponsor. You have the best products out there. People need to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you want to start? Back to Trump and the spiritual battle and what's coming next? Or get into the products and all the stuff that's happening?
I think we should do products and bird flu and stuff, and then we'll go back to closing.
Let's do it. Go ahead. You got the floor. I'm going to shut up now.
Anyway, right. So, like Alex, you were saying earlier about, one of the things that I do, I'm a prophetic intercessor, but I'm also a physician. And one of the things that God has really taught me, or I've learned over the past 4 years, is to keep the American people alive. They did an article about me on Medscape that I was the highest prescriber of ivermectin. We had prescribed over 100,000 doses of ivermectin.
And you've now been vindicated? They now admit it really worked?
Yes. Everybody knows it works. But do you know that right now they are still stopping people from prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? The AG of New York said they were going to ban doctors from prescribing ivermectin. And they are doing this because there are some things coming that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But, you know, when they say something like that, we're going to ban doctors from prescribing ivermectin. Number one, they don't have a jurisdiction to do that.
Yeah, they're not doctors.
They're not. No, once FDA has approved a medication to be used in America, it can be used by any doctor off label to treat whatever. But when they say that, what it does is that it terrifies the doctors and it terrifies everybody. They see the headline and then doctors start self-censoring. Doctors start being scared to prescribe ivermectin. Right now, pharmacists don't want to feel it. So at the end of the day, they keep the American people vulnerable. So why are they trying to do that?
And they paid $2 billion to CVS and Walgreens not to prescribe it.
Yes,
they were paid not to do it.
Yes. So what we did, like,
you know, not to fill it, you prescribed
it. Not to fill it, yes. So it, like in 2021, when they had Delta, we were having like 2,000 patients every single day at all times. And we tried, we would call prescriptions, they would just cancel them. So what we had done is that we got a group of mom and pop pharmacists all over the country. We networked with them that are licensed all over the country. So when we prescribe it, we send it to this mom and pop pharmacies. The mom and pop pharmacy will fill it and ship it to the people. So that is why I'm telling you, listening to me right now, call to action. Get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. For the past week or two, there's a new variant of COVID called FLIRT. You can Google it, FLIRT. And people are getting sick. And people call me, Dr. Sela, I need hydroxychloroquine now. I cannot get it to you now. You have to go on our website, do a telemedicine appointment. When they prescribe it, then we send it to the pharmacy. The pharmacy has to get it together and ship it to you. Because we're not going to call it to Walgreens or Walmart or any of that stuff. So it takes a few days. So don't wait till you get sick and you're about to go to the hospital. Then you're calling us frantically. And I get those calls. I get people calling.
So everybody should be stockpiling ivermectin.
Stockpile it right
now. What else should
they
be stockpiling, which supports you, supports them, supports the info, or at drstellamd.com, promo code Alex for a discount?
Yeah, let me say a little bit more about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. We have something we call a COVID complete pack. It has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, and a handheld nebulizer that you can actually plug it on your power bank to charge it. And the reason we put this together is so that it can cover bird flu, Zika, COVID flu, whatever it is, all these viruses. So it is important that you get it now. Please listen to me. People call me to come and get it.
I want to be clear. Some people said it wasn't real.
It's
at 40,
real.
48, I got it, and it felt like a gorilla was on my chest for two weeks. And without the things you just mentioned, it's absolutely something they cooked up.
Yeah. Biden has COVID right now. Biden is on lockdown because he has COVID. So COVID is still around, and I don't know why they get viruses in the summer. It's really crazy because these viruses, coronaviruses are supposed to be in the fall. But somehow in the summer, we'll always get this whole bout of viruses. So my thing to everyone listening to me right now, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Get it for your family. Just make sure that you don't get to a place where something happens.
And budesonide, because I couldn't breathe without the budesonide.
Yeah.
And my wife is in super good shape, runs every day, plays tennis. She's like, I go to the hospital. I said, no. Here's budesonide, and she was okay. Because
yes.
In her whole life, at 40-something years old, she'd never not be able to breathe. Mm-hmm. This was definitely real.
Yeah, and if the COVID complete pack has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, and a Z-pack. So it gives you everything that you will need. So I tell people, stock it up now, please.
And by the way, idiots say, why do you need an antibiotic for a virus? I'm not a doctor, but explain it.
No, actually,
the bacteria carry in the virus.
Yeah, not even that. When you get virus infection, sometimes you get superimposed bacteria infections. And not only that, to Z-Pak, Zithromax 2 also has an effect on coronavirus when used with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So
like the virus is already chewing you up, that gives bacteria
a
place to...
Yes, it gives you bacteria that was sitting there minding its own business, can now like, yay, now the immunity is done, I can attack. And then a lot of people that took the jab, their immunity is not really great. Some people
your great products, what do people do to detox from the virus, whether from shedding or the shot?
If you go on our website, we have a Vax Detox that has the COVID cleanse, it has COVID vites, and this thing. You can see the Vax Detox right there on our website. But this is one thing that I want to tell everybody listening. Whether it's COVID, flu, Zika, bird flu, you know there's a bird flu conference coming up in October.
Yep.
They have everything set up already. They're going
to
lock us down. There's
going to
be martial law. There's going to be everything. So whether it's COVID, all these viruses, they are single-stranded RNA viruses. And here's the thing about a single-stranded RNA virus. Zinc is very sensitive to zinc. There's zinc in a lot of the foods that we eat, but zinc cannot enter into the cell. Zinc needs a transport system. That's why we have something like quercetin, that is a low-level transport system, and then hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin also work as a transport system. So we put together, there are a lot of products on our website, but I will say we have things that have quercetin. We have Covivites, we have Covita spray, we have Covisleep, and Covi like that has quercetin in it. So what we did, Alex, is that depending on what the person is dealing with, like people that have sleep disorders, we have COVID sleep. It has ashwagandha that would give you anti-anxiety. It has melatonin, but it also has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Then we have Covita spray for those that have like allergy issues and everything, but it also has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. The main product that we have that I'll tell everybody, get it, start taking it, give it to your family, is Covivites, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Right now on our website for a limited time, we have this on 40% off because we want to help the American people. And if you use Alex, you get an extra 5% off. So it's like 45% off. And I just want to do that for like a week or so just to kind of help the American people. Covivites, get it right now.
I cannot
now
tell people what you and Zelenko,
daily.
What you and Zelenko were saying at the time. I'm like, okay, I'm going to stockpile it. And then it almost killed my dad, almost killed Rob Dew, really hurt me. But if I didn't have these things, I'd have been screwed.
Yeah, so please, don't wait. And you know, right now with bird flu, they are planning it. They are monitoring our sewer system. When they monitor the sewer in a particular place and they find bird flu, then they can lock us down and say, you know, this area or this.
And they're using bird flu to kill all these chickens and cows.
And then they are killing chicken, killing cows, so PCR. That they can bring famine.
Talk about PCR.
So that they can bring famine. And also the PCR test, they want everybody to do it so that they can make money. They're making money from PCR tests. They're making money from vaccines. They're making money from scaring the living daylight out of you. And I'm just saying that the PCR test doesn't mean anything. I always say it. We don't treat people based on PCR because PCR
test,
it doesn't mean anything. You know something? I remember one president, one did a PCR test on a cow and it was positive.
Tanzania.
Yeah, in Tanzania.
So, he did a papaya,
goat and everything and they were positive. So PCR test doesn't really mean anything because, you know, depending
on
the dilution.
Well, they just turn it up until it's positive.
Yes. You can increase the dilution until it's positive.
I use the analogy, my dad growing up, we had metal detectors, we found a lot of cool stuff. He explained, you turn it up too high for silver or gold or whatever it is, the air will go off.
It will pick up something.
You gotta turn it down low and listen for the small sounds. That's when they work.
And you know, just to put on my conspiracy theory hat, a lot of people say this swipe that they are putting in their nose has something in it. I'm not sure about this, but all of you that are in such a hurry to go buy a PCR test and stroke your nose, that's crazy.
Well, they later admitted those are being sold to biotech companies for your DNA.
Yes. So don't be doing all that stuff. So get Covivites. We have a gummy for your children. And take it daily to stay safe. I've not been sick. Do you know, Alex, I've not had COVID. I've never been sick. Because I take my Covivites every day. I take hydroxychloroquine once a week. We used to do it back at home, call it Sunday medicine. You know, when we used to do Daraprim and, you know, for malaria. So if you have the mindset that we're in a time when COVID is endemic, where these viruses are going to get released. Remember, these demons, they're not going to release anything that will kill them. So they usually will have something to help them out.
And that's
out.
What Zelenko discovered.
And
was
we discovered
early
it.
On,
yes.
The establishment was already getting ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine,
yes.
Zinc. They were all doing it.
They were doing it. So if you get this stuff with quercetin, it can actually be able to help you absorb the zinc you have in your system. So what I'm telling people right now, so we run this promotion for 40% off if you get a 6-month supply to last people throughout now all the way to the winter. And if you use promo code Alex, you get an extra 5% off. It helps to keep Alex on the air, and it helps us to do the work. I just want to help the American people right now. Please, 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 don't call me at 3 a.m., Dr. Stella. Can you please come and get me out of the hospital? I can't get you out of the hospital. If you have already gone to the hospital, we'll not be able to help you. But you can stay safe. You can keep your family safe.
I mean, it's a default. It's a default.
Yes.
Way more importantly than car insurance, that everybody should be stockpiling this now.
Yes. Everybody should stockpile it. Everybody should have their stockpile of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Go to drstellamd.com. This is what we do. We don't know how long we're going to be able to do it. If there's a cyber attack right now and the internet goes down, you're not going to be able to reach us. If things get crazy right now and 600, 500, 1,000, 10,000 people are trying to reach us.
Well, that's right. When I got on air 5 days ago, six, and said they're going to launch cyber attacks, I knew that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to scare people.
Yes.
Because they've got to cut us off. They're making their move.
Yes. In March, actually, there was a thing that happened that pharmacies went offline and you could not actually, that it's like, there was a cyber attack on pharmacies for like 2 days. People could not get their prescriptions.
Remember, they have the clip now. I asked for it an hour ago, guys. You remember? Klaus Schwab said a cyber attack. Mm-hmm. Will make COVID look like an inconvenience. They are, yes. They are pre-programming the cyber attack. We have that clip, guys? Well, when you have it, let me know. I want to play it with audio. Okay.
You see, if you see how desperate these demons are, they are trying to assassinate President Trump. They are very desperate. When the devil gets desperate, they're not going to stop. So we are fighting back with everything. You and I were fighting back with everything that we have. You understand what I'm saying? So they don't have it easy. They are not going to win this battle. You know, they thought by now they would have locked us down and thrown away the key. But
I've seen the devils on TV and in person. People are so awake. I only get confronted like every few months now. A guy on the airplane flying back from California covering Bohemian Grove yesterday said, I hate you and I hate your family.
I said,
well, God loves you and I forgive you. And he literally shrunk down and went, why do you feel like that? Why don't you hate me back?
It's demons.
And I said, listen, you're controlled by the bad guys. Wish you well. And he literally
crawled up.
He curled up.
Mm-hmm. The demon. Yeah. So people. We're dealing with a spiritual battle, right? And when the devil is cornered, he does like stupid and really desperate stuff. Alex, I always remind people about this. By now, they would have locked us all down, thrown the key away. But in 2020, God in his mercy used my voice to stand in front of the Supreme Court and go, ah, wake up, wake up, wake up. Ah. So humanity broke out of the cage. People have woken up right now. People are fighting back from all over the world. And I'm telling you, they cannot take us down because we're fighting. And as long as we have God with us, as long as we keep calling God to fight with us, pray for war in the heavenlies, for God's army to join us to fight, these demons cannot win. When you read the Bible, you read Revelation to the end, guess what? God wins this battle. At the end of the day, God wins. But they have a whole lot of things that they are planning. I would tell somebody, just go online right now. Just Google digital ID. Any country, whether it's Uganda, Cameroon, whatever, just Google digital ID. You will see that most nations right now are at a very advanced level in their digital ID. They want you and I to be digitalized. They want you and I to be controlled. They want to kill as many people as possible, and they want to control us. In 2020, I came out and I said, COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine, and the vaccine is a Trojan horse for human 2.0. So as they want to digitalize us, you and I are not going to agree for digitalization. So they're going to do disruptive events, cyber attacks. They're going to crash the economy. They're going to bring famine. They're going to do all these things so that when we are tied up and they've locked us up in a corner, then they will bring universal basic income and tell you to take it in a digital ID. The Bible talks about in Revelation 13 verse 16 to 18 that there will come a time that you're not going to be able to buy or sell without taking a digital ID or the mark of the beast.
And people are beginning to see it now. 2,000 years ago, John on the Isle of Patmos predicted that. We do have the clip of Klaus Schwab. Here he is like 3 years ago saying, well, see the clip for yourself.
Mm-hmm. We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis.
All right,
crisis,
so we are now in the biggest cyber attack in history. We'll be tracking throughout the war room today, but we're here. It was very easy for me to predict. At least 200 times the last 6 days, this is the next move. Mm-hmm. Biggest in history, they're beta testing it. What do we do?
You know, what we need to do is to be prepared. You know, a few months ago, the Lord showed me a dream, and in the dream, everybody was locked down. You cannot go 5 miles away from your house without having some kind of a certificate. Right now, as they are talking, Moderna has been given billions of dollars to produce the COVID, to produce mRNA jab for the bird flu. Right now, I tell people, be prepared. Be prepared physically. Stock up food, water, and everything that you need. If you go on my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel, we did a Twitter space. I'm going to repost it. That gives you what are the over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. How to stock up a first aid kit for your family. How to stock up food, you know, get like a solar panel, solar generators, you know, flashlights, water filtration system. Get something.
And let's not forget,
you know, something.
Not for offensive uses, but we need guns.
Oh yeah, guns, much, much guns and bullets. Definitely. You know, I tell people, I say, you know, I'm a spiritual sniper. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we need guns. We need much, much guns and bullets and everything so that we can protect ourselves. And then of course, the part that I really do best is to help you be medically prepared. we have a what we call an acute care program on our website that if you go there and apply for acute care, they can help you get maybe a 3-month supply of the medicines you take already. We have something we call 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. If something happens and you can't come out of your house, if you have a sore throat or skin infection or something, what are you going to do? So we have 7 antibiotics. It's on our website.
But I heard you, and Zelenko say, if you get COVID, if people said it wasn't real, I've been around 47 years at the time, 50 years now, and I'm tough, okay? I mean, I get sick like every 5 years, you know, with a real virus or something, get really sick. This was like 3 a.m., couldn't breathe. I had to walk around outside because I couldn't go to sleep because I couldn't breathe, turning blue. My wife, my dad almost died. Rob Dew almost died. And then I'm like, wait, I should have gotten – I had some of the things I was supposed to have, but as soon as I got the budesonide, I would inhale that.
Yes.
And that's what I've got in my house is a bunch of budesonide. Man, that steroid was just like heaven.
But what if you
people can call you and get that, right?
Yes, that's what they can get, the budesonide in the COVID complete pack. But what if you have budesonide and then there's no electricity? How are you going to use it? So that is why in our package we have
the nebulizer I have is plugged in the wall.
Yes, we have we have a handheld nebulizer.
No, I'm saying you're right. The ones I have are plugged in the wall.
Okay, remind me to send you one. Yes, we have a handheld nebulizer that you can charge with a power bank. And just charge you with a power bank. It's a tiny little bit. This thing you can
do. So what did the COVID do to where if you took that steroid, it would go away for at least a couple of hours?
What?
It was like the difference of heaven and hell. Like, I can't breathe. Like, I never had asthma, but the description like asthma.
Yes. Budesonide is a steroid. What it does is that it clears the airway, opens your airway, and then it reduces the inflammation in your airway.
Sure, but what is the COVID doing to make you need that?
Yeah, when COVID gets into your chest, it causes inflammation, and then there's a lot of fluid and inflammation in your chest. So when you take budesonide, it opens the airway, it mops up some of the inflammation, and then you can breathe. So your airway shrinks. Like, it's like your airway gets really soggy, and then when you take budesonide, it helps to cut down on the inflammation, and then it shrinks, and you can breathe. And it's so crazy that people went to the hospital and they sent them home.
It's totally safe, and they blocked it.
Oh, yeah. They blocked it. They tried every way to block it. So that is why I say in our COVID complete pack, you have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, you have budesonide, you have Z-Pak, and then you have the handheld nebulizer that you can use to breathe. And then, of course, you have Covivites, where we're going to give you quercetin.
Look, it's so simple to plug this because I've been through it. People, you have the best products, the best prices, and you support the show. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win. People are insane if they don't go to drstellamd.com. Use promo code Alex on top of the discounts. This is... Everybody should be stockpiling it. Plus, it funds the show. Go to drstellamd.com now. Promo code Alex. And do you have a number for people that don't want to call a number?
Yeah, on our website, there's a phone number on our website. And like I said, if you want to, you can text. You can text Dr. Stella, Dr. Stella to 53445. If you have, so that when we send out this stuff, you will see them. But there's a phone number on our website where you can reach us, and you can reach me too on Twitter, though, because I usually do. I check all my DMs on Twitter. So if you can reach me on Twitter, and usually
Stella. So the number is 832-808-5584.
But Alex, don't let them block out. Don't let like 5,000 people call us at the same time. Go on our website. Our website is self-explanatory. You can do a telemedicine appointment. It is self-explanatory. You just go there, do a telemedicine appointment. We have nurses, we have nurse practitioners, and doctors all over the country, pharmacists. They will ship the medicine.
I get it. You have a limited team. You farm it out.
Oh, yes.
If I give the number out, you're going to get overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get overwhelmed. Yeah. But yes. But you know, so just please, you know, we built our own system so they can't take it down. We built our own system over
That's
the past
what
we
did.
4 years.
I love you.
We have perfected our system so that they can't take it down, so that we can be there for the American people. But like I said, if light goes down and internet goes down, well, you can't reach us. So please be prepared today. And then, like I said,
oh my God,
be prepared today.
I just say what's true. And plus, I want to keep us on air. I want to make money.
Yes.
I'm selling you stuff you need, folks. This is like selling, you know, ice water to people in the Sahara Desert.
I'm telling
you.
10
cents a glass. I mean, we need the support. You need the water. Go to her website. Get all this stuff now or you're insane.
I mean, Covivites. If you're going to get one thing on our website for you and your children, get Covivites for yourself. And get
if you go in my office, it's all your stuff. It's all the other stuff. It's literally just boxes of budesonide and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all your supplements.
Yes.
Because I got to take care of people during a lockdown.
Yes. I use promo code Alex. Alex, I brought a bunch of stuff for your staff. You know, they use all the other stuff I brought.
I know.
I brought a whole box for them.
They'll use it, yeah.
Yeah, so use promo code Alex and you'll get a discount. Right now, we're running a 40% discount because we know this stuff is coming. If you get your 6-month supply on the Covivites, we're running a 40% discount on our website.
Perfect.
We'll also use Alex so that you can get 45% off. I'm here 1 week.
And then we get the support. DrStellaMD.com.
Yes.
We got 1 minute left. Prayer for President Trump.
Father Lord, I just thank you right now for everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I pray, Father, that you raise more intercessors all over this nation to watch over our president in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your hand of mercy upon President Trump and his family. He's done so much for the world, oh God. Have mercy upon him and watch over him. I pray, Father, that you give him a mouth and wisdom, that wherever he goes to speak, you will speak through him, that he will have favor with the American people, that his enemies will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Your word says, oh God, that the angels of God encamp around about those that fear God. Let your angels continue to encamp around about him in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, that he will say the right things, that the people of America will hear him and stand up in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you continue to set confusion among the camp of the enemy. They will begin to fight and destroy one another in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of fear, and I pray, Father, that whoever is listening to the sound of my voice, that they will drop right on their knees and they will call upon Jesus and they will be saved in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We thank you even for InfoWars and Alex in Jesus' name. Amen.
We love you, Dr. Stella.
Always.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.